That. We'll have to leave it there, but it's very exciting. We'll keep our fingers crossed that safe return for Major Tim Peake tomorrow. Robert Massey, lovely to speak to you. Deputy Executive Director at the Royal Astronomical Society. Very much appreciate your time. I'm joined now by, Mr. Spaceman himself.
Spaceman. I tell you what, though. I tell you what, the news that you can be 2 inches taller by going to space. I'm pretty up for that.
I hate to tell you, that's after 6 months. You're going to need to go into space for about 10 years.
Yes, that's right.
To become a normal heighted man.
And I'm willing to do that, quite frankly.
Could actually happen.
I'm glad Tim Peake's coming back because I'm, for one, I'm sick of his ridiculous updates. I mean,
why?
You
know, I
come
love
on. Just quit it. I don't want to see man running. No.
Man running in space.
If an alien comes, then by all means, update us. But
okay,
running or cleaning his teeth in space, not so much.
With that breaking news, astronauts' tweets are dull, says John Holmes. I'm not even going to ask you what's on your show. I'm back with you at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Thank you very, very much indeed for joining us. Let's hope next week is a little bit of a happier week than the past week we've had. I'll leave you in the safe and very capable, but very, very small hands. Of John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 Sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
At Arnold Clark, it's not about all the money you spend. It's about the money you save every single month. We offer you deals plus a lot more, like a representative APR of just 7.6%. Affordable car finance with Deal Plus from Arnold Clark. Search Deal Plus at arnoldclark.com. It's about you.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker, get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Don't forget Father's Day this weekend. Luckily, there's loads of amazing gifts at B&Q. I got mine a Bosch 680-watt corded hammer drill for just £34. A great gift at a great price for a great dad.
Get to B&Q this Father's Day weekend and let's create more for less. Offer ends 30th of June. Was £45. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
And good afternoon to you on a Friday. It's 1 o'clock, just about, just after, if I'm brutally honest. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. We're here till four. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, MPs are told to speak to police following the death of Joe Cox. MSF rejects EU funding over migrant policy. And Christina Aguilera donates song profits to Orlando victims.
Talk Radio.
MPs are being encouraged to review their security after Joe Cox died in an attack in West Yorkshire yesterday. Several politicians have gone ahead with their Friday constituency surgeries as normal today. Security expert Chris Phillips has told Talk Radio it's important to make sure members of Parliament are safe.
It is a trend in society, and social media has something to do with this, where people feel as though that they can absolutely attack people in public life, whoever they are and whatever they're doing. And it's something that we need to stop.
But Labour MP Stephen Timms, who was stabbed twice in 2010, has told Talk Radio, it's important for democracy for politicians to be open and approachable.
Sometimes people who live in my constituency come from countries where things are very different. say to me how attractive it is in Britain that you can see your MP in the street and have a chat with them, and they're not surrounded by bodyguards and so on, as is the case in some other places. And that openness, I think, is really precious, and we need to hang on to it.
In the last half an hour, Downing Street has confirmed the Conservative Party will not contest the by-election in Batley and Spen after the 41-year-old mother's death. Well, the Prime Minister is heading to Birstall this afternoon to pay tribute to Jo Cox. A 52-year-old man remains in custody after she was stabbed and shot. Elsewhere, safety concerns have been raised at a mine in East Cleveland where a worker has died in a gas explosion. The area's MP, Tom Blenkinsop, says he wants to meet its owners to ensure that recent redundancies aren't partly to blame. A global medical charity says it will no longer accept funding from the European Union because of its migration policies. Médecins Sans Frontières, which translates to Doctors Without Borders, is unhappy about the EU agreeing to take in one Syrian refugee from Turkey in return for each irregular migrant sent back. The organisation says they now stand to lose millions of pounds a year. Jerome Oberite from the charity says it's a matter of principle.
By sealing European borders and declaring Turkey responsible for granting protection to people attempting to reach Greece, the EU states have taken themselves out of the equation of protecting refugees and undermining international refugee law designed to protect those forced to flee.
Search teams have found the second black box from the Egypt airplane, which crashed into the Mediterranean last month. Investigators say it was retrieved in several pieces. And Christina Aguilera's released a single in aid of the victims of last week's Orlando nightclub shooting. 49 people were killed when a gunman opened fire, also injuring dozens of others. Around 60p from each download of her track Change will go to America's National Compassion Fund.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry in the northwest today, but persistent rain will continue to affect eastern Scotland and northeast of England.
You forgot to write the weather yesterday, didn't you, Victoria?
Yes, at half three I did.
Yeah, I came in and did a news bulletin, and then you just went, oh. And then you had a blank bit of paper that just said weather, and then there wasn't any.
Thank you for highlighting my inadequacies.
Well, I'm not saying it was inadequate. I'm just saying.
Well, it was, because the weather didn't happen at half past three, because I forgot to update it.
No one cares.
Shall I even finish this?
I wouldn't bother.
Because you've
to
just
be honest, everyone's just got an app or something now, haven't they? They just, you know what I mean? They just, people just go, oh, app.
I think it's part of my job, though.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, is it in your contract?
Probably. I didn't read all the details.
Why am I not surprised?
Thanks.
Hey, Victoria, thanks. It's Victoria there. Is it Ben? Ben's got sport.
It might be Alex.
Yeah. Alex Dibble?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out. Alex or Ben has sport.
Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben. Good afternoon. Ben. Roy Hodgson admits he doesn't know his starting 11 for England's final Euro 2016 group
game. He hasn't forgotten to write his sport, Victoria.
Jamie Vardy and Daniel Sturridge have given the England manager something to think about. Both scoring in the comeback win over Wales. England will be guaranteed to finish top of Group B if they beat Slovakia on Monday evening.
Now we've got players who've played two matches in the space of a short period of time, and there's a lot of guys champing at the bit to get their chance, so that headache was always going to exist.
In today's action at the Euro, it's Italy-Sweden, Czech Republic take on Croatia, and tonight defending champions Spain face Turkey. Scottish Premiership champion Celtic will begin their title defence at Hearts next season. Rangers, back in the top flight after a four-year absence, will begin at home to Hamilton Academical. The first Old Firm derby of the campaign takes place over the weekend of the 10th and 11th of September at Celtic Park. The season gets underway on the 6th of August. Finally, Andy Murray will play his British Davis Cup teammate Kyle Edmund in the quarterfinals at Queen's Club later. They're third up on centre court. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
Brilliant, thanks Ben. Right, 6 minutes past one. Should we do some kind of programme? Yes, let's.
Talk Radio.
If you're a normal person with a busy life, then the idea of making a PPI claim might be low on your list of priorities. But there are still lots of people out there who haven't reclaimed missold PPI. We're the Money Hotline, and we'll handle your claim for you. We'll find out if you have a claim, and if you do, we'll get back what's rightfully yours, possibly thousands of pounds. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or visit moneyhotline.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, welcome. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am bringing you all of the action here this afternoon.
Hey, no shots as of yet, but it's still early days.
Which means that we don't have to pay them.
Sex Luke from the website.
Three times Luke. That's right.
No violence as of yet.
And we'll keep updated with him as the afternoon wears on.
He wasn't having marriage troubles and then subsequently got divorced.
From a pub showing some football, seven brides for seven grinnies. Is it B? A funny thing happened on the way to kick off the real drinking. Oh, once, twice, three times a loop. Cornelius has been a star. Bear in mind you're on radio.
Pink.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am bound together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Good afternoon, good Friday to you as we fire up the engine-marked talk radio in the afternoons. It's very much similar to England yesterday. We make an initial bid to dominate the afternoon's broadcasting, only for us to lose ground about half an hour in, but then regroup and pull it back and, appear to be a bit rubbish again later on, but then overall deliver a solid finish round about the final whistle, which in our case is 4 o'clock. This afternoon. Here we are then, inside your radio and or your app, if you happen to be listening via a modern. And we're in here, look, with all the valves and the wires and stuff. And that's what apps are made of, isn't it? Valves and wires. And if you put your eye to your radio now, just come close to your radio now. There. Just push your eye or your app. Just lift your app up on your listening device. Just push your eye against the app and just look inside. Look.
Look, we're in here. we're in your app. Can you see us? Here we are. We're in here. In your app.
Anyway. Just flailing around, aren't we? Flailing around in your app and your radio, just trying to weave radio magic out of Wazzle. And here we are all over your Friday afternoon, stretching as far as the eye can see. The broadcasting equivalent then of that horde of giant spider crabs that has apparently gathered off the coast. Have you seen this in the news? There's a horde of... Why was it in your news, Victoria? It's amazing.
Big story.
There's a horde of giant spider crabs massing off the coast of Australia. Just thousands and thousands of giant spider crabs just off in the sea.
Still time.
Waiting, they are. Watching, biding their time, being delicious in a sandwich or a salad. Crabs, it's crabs everywhere. There are crabs. You've not seen so many crabs since Ginger producer Dave left that student halls of residence that time, a broken man. That's. Anyway, hello, good afternoon. I am John Holmes and it is Talk Radio. And yes, I can see by the look in your eyes that you're desperately wondering what the hell is coming up in what we optimistically refer to as a show menu. Well, Headline Hijack, of course, on the way this hour. Well, certainly by 2 o'clock, we'd like you to fib and fabricate and fake a made-up news story, please. This mouth here...
Here.
We'll say the news. Most of it will be true. At 2 o'clock, however, one of it will be a...
Lie.
A news lie. That's right, in Victoria's mouth. And we'd like you to put it there. Pop it into Victoria's mouth between now and 2 o'clock. And you can do it via 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Lonely Lunch Club on the way as well. Sees us induct another Lonely What Lunch into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're alone, maybe snacking on a crab. Other food is available. Then get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. You do it via email and we will aim to improve your lonely lunch time by being your virtual friend and colleague. Full of chat we are about whatever you want us to chat about. Work experience punditry on the way as well. Today we home in on film as work experience Barry, not Norman, comes in to preview your films for the weekend. There's the news in haikus. The news rendered into Japanese poetry. I know. It's obvious, isn't it? We go out then onto the streets to find out what the people think. Today we've been out and we've asked them what they think. Do they think raincoats or tree trunks? There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. A brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. Have you been listening to this show all week? We'll test your brand loyalty in the end of the week brand loyalty quiz. If you'd like a bong on it, get in touch. Same number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And then it's Friday, so we literally drag a busker in off the streets for Live Music Friday. And then a man called Con.
Hi.
Gathers up all of this week's texts and tweets sent to this show and me personally by haters with a Z and trolls and reads them out live from the lift. Here at Talk Radio. As it descends downwards through the building, it's a feature we like to call condescending. And, of course, it's Some Request Friday. Not all Request Friday, Some Request Friday. You can request speeches or talks. That's how it works, because we're a talk radio station. Just get your requests in now. You can line them up, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Maybe it's your birthday or the anniversary of when you divorced a spouse and you'd like to hear President Theodore Roosevelt's duties of American citizenship from 1883. Or maybe even Andrew Yone's TED Talk, 3 Reasons Why We Can Win the Fight Against Poverty. Now that is a banger. That is a Friday speech anthem. Ginger Dave's not here. He's not producing. Crabs. As broadcast continues to bring joy to the world from behind the glass.
Yay.
Chloe is still flicking her button. But Chloe came in today, right?
Yeah.
Wearing a very long jumper. Well, not that long, that's the thing. It came down to just below her a buttock area, right? But for all the world, it looked like she'd forgotten to put any pants on. It's quite weird. Wasn't it, Chloe? A bit weird, Chloe, wasn't it?
It was really weird.
Yes.
Not just for that.
Okay, fine.
Pants or trousers, or do you mean knickers or trousers?
Both.
When you say pants?
Both.
All of it?
Yeah.
Wow.
She showed the office a curve of buttock, and that's no word of a lie. Victoria!
Hi.
Has the news.
Hi.
Hi. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hi.
Is saying the word pink.
Pink.
That'll become clear during the end of the week quiz as to why he's saying that. I'm John Holmes, and good afternoon. It's Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon from Talk Radio, isn't it? Let's start with some music. Sharp dressed man. You're listening to Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. Cornelius, ask me why I'm playing ZZ Top. Have you got a question? ZZ Top and
no.
Sharp dressed.
Put my hand up.
Yes, I've noticed that. Cornelius, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, yeah. John, hi.
Yes.
Good to be back. I was just wondering why you're playing ZZ Top, this song.
I shall tell you for why. It's because of today's big story.
Ah, I thought, you know what?
Yes.
I had an inkling it might be because you're going to tenuously link it to a story that's not that big, but you called it the big story.
Correct. That's exactly what's about to happen. ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man, of course, the names of the members of ZZ Top are...
Z.
No.
Z.
No.
Top.
No. Chloe knows.
One's called Billy Gibbons.
Correct.
The other one's called Barry.
No! You're thinking of the Chuckle Brothers now.
I'm definitely not.
Okay. No, you're right. Billy Gibbons, Dusty Gibbons, and the drum. They're the ones with the beards, aren't they? The ones with the.
Oh, yeah.
The ones with the beards.
Mm.
Yeah? And the drummer is called Frank Beard. And he's the one without a beard. So Frank Beard in ZZ Top doesn't have a beard, but Billy and Dusty Gibbons are the two members of ZZ Top who don't have gibbons.
Imagine
Frank Beard's got a pet gibbon, but he doesn't have a beard. And the gibbon...
What is the world coming to?
I know. But the reason I play it is because of today's big story, which is this. Trendy hipster beards have devastated the sales of skincare product.
Really?
Yes, moisturiser was the most used grooming product after soap, as men used to tackle their dry skin after shaving. But now the beards are fashionable.
Mm.
The bottom has dropped out of the moisturiser market, and it's all the fault of beards. So naturally, we need to discuss this story with a guest. The devastating blow to the moisturiser industry because of the onslaught of the hipster beard. And we are going to need an expert to talk to. Ask Podcasts through the glass. Listen to a lovely, happy face. Listen.
What?
We're going to need a guest to discuss. A hirsute guest, Cass.
You're quite hairy at the moment. You've not shaved.
I haven't shaved. No, you're right. That's laziness rather than hipster, though. I'll be brutally honest.
Dave's a hipster.
Dave isn't here, is he?
No.
So instead, you'll need to find us a... I don't know.
John Beard.
Can you get one of ZZ Top? Get Frank Beard.
Are they still alive?
Yes, they're alive. Get the drummer from...
Glastonbury next week.
ZZ Top, Frank Beard. He's the one without a beard, though. The other two have beards, but they're called Dusty and Billy Gibbons, and they're the ones that don't have gibbons.
I don't understand.
Okay. Can you just get me a guest of some kind?
Yeah.
Great. 1:20, we'll talk to a guest about beards next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet, and personal trainers in Slack Bottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with AdView.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the AdView.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with AdView.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends today. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know... No Screwfix.
The sun's shining and the football's on. You've just checked the barbecue and realised that you remembered to clean it last time you used it. Result. And here's another one. At Asda, you can get a 20-pack of Strongbow Foster's or Stella for just £10 each. Asda. Save money. Live better.
Selected stores and subject to availability. Max 6 per customer. Over 18s only. Drink aware.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, the M60 anti-clockwise, a lane out due to a vehicle fire at Junction 10. Further round as well, between Junction 26 and 25, two lanes closed because of an accident there. Hampshire's M27 westbound has a lane out due to a broken down vehicle between Junction 12 and Junction 11. Berkshire's M4 westbound has slow traffic due to an earlier accident between Junction 14 and Membury Services. And in Devon, the A390 is shut between Tavistock and Gunnislake because of an accident. I'm Alex Totney.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. That is correct. Talk Radio, obviously, home to your reactions. If you've got a reaction, then we invite you very cordially to react it in this direction. You can react it using text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And here's some of the reactions that we've been gathering.
Talk Sport Cafe says that today's breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage sandwich and a hot drink for £3.
And that came in via email, on a group email, did
it? Yeah, group email, same email, every day. Right. I offered to help a young lady by holding her ladder today, but she yelled at me and said, "Get off my tights, you pervert!"
Thank you very much. If you've got a reaction, then you know the number and you know the Twitter by now. Story today that is dominating all of the newspaper front pages, of course, you'll have seen it, and the entire news agenda taken over by this today, and rightly so, is that trendy beards have devastated sales of skincare products. This has led to a moisturising lake, just unused moisturiser. It's a big problem. And on the telephone now is a man who knows a thing or two. Not sure what about yet, but we'll find out. His name's Dr. Alan Whitney. Hello, Dr. Alan Whitney.
Hi, John.
Hi there. What are the thing or two that you know a thing or two about?
Well, I'm doing a project at the moment on the history of facial hair in Britain up to the end of the First World War, but I seem to have assumed the mantle of poganographer-in-chief as well for talking about it these days, too.
A what-anographer?
Poganographer. So that's an interest in beards.
Yeah. Excellent.
Anybody who studies beards. Poganography is the study of beards.
I thought that's what you said. Obviously. It's a pretty hardcore study, isn't it?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Right, so you know about beards. Have you got a beard, Alan?
No, I haven't, no. It doesn't suit me well, unfortunately.
Oh, so you've tried it out, then?
I've tried it. I'm slightly thin on top these days, so a beard and a bald head don't always go.
Well, I don't know that that's true. That's a hipster look, isn't it? That's, you know, the shaved head with the big full beard is a hipster trait.
Upside down face, they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It could go one or two ways. Unfortunately, with me, it goes the wrong way.
Okay, fine. Well, let's talk a little bit about this, right? So, this is devastating for the moisturiser industry, isn't it?
Yeah, it must be. I mean, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because this new study, I think, from Mintel, saying that men are using less moisturiser as they let more beard products.
Yeah,
But I mean, there's no reason why the two should be mutually exclusive, really.
Now, are we seeing? Are we still in the midst of beard creep? Are we seeing this? Is it because it's anyone with a beard is sinister, of course. And I wonder if this is, you know, this sense of beard creep is in that eventually these hipster bushy face creatures will eventually just join up and mat together to form one big beard. I mean, is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, well, it's odd because every since 2012 the so-called hipster beard has been with us, and every few months there's an article somewhere that says that's the end of the hipster beard, it's gone, it's not coming back. Mm. Then somebody appears in the media, I don't know, Prince Harry, David Beckham, the whole thing starts over again. But I think there's evidence that the beard style is changing. There's not so many of the hipster beards around.
Right, okay. This is... it's interesting in the sense that the moisturiser industry, which used to thrive on the bare face... if we've got all this leftover moisturiser, I mean, in your expert opinion, can't we just... if we've got moisturiser, can't we just airdrop it on drought areas?
There's got to be a local moisturiser bank set up to drop this stuff off, hasn't there?
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking. I mean, you know, you could go round. You know, there's plenty of, as we know, plenty of areas in the world that don't have enough water or, indeed, moisture. And the clue is, you know, if we go around smearing moisturiser on deserts, you know, what's the moisture content of a moisturiser?
There you go, you could be onto something there.
Hmm.
Somebody should be told. It's good to know that my years of academic training have
led to this, Alan. All the way to this. Well, look, let's look at the history. You know, beards, I think I'm right, correct me if I'm wrong, beards were first brought back from America by Christopher Columbus. Queen Elizabeth wore one, of course.
Exactly, right. The genitor of the beard, yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, you go back to when Columbus discovered, you know, America. And it led to, you know, the natives had the beards, didn't it? And then the Spanish went over and they fought the indigenous people for their beards and came back with them. And, I mean, beard trade was enormous, wasn't it, back then?
No, actually, the 16th century is a high point for beards because you've got all different styles, actually, with names. So you've got, like, the stiletto beard, which is really short and pointy. You've got the spade beard, which is the great big square number that Henry VIII wore.
Yeah.
So that's, a real high water point for the beard, but then it disappears completely by about 1700.
Yeah. Do you know what annoys me, and you've rightly identified it there, is that people who have a beard say that they're wearing a beard.
Yeah, wearing a beard.
And they're not wearing a beard, they've just got a beard.
And also there's a lot of cross-beard-wearing guys out there at the moment because there's a fashion amongst sort of younger guys with a beard. Guys who've had beards their whole lives for years and are not interested in fashion are sort of getting really grumpy because it made them look like they've grown their beard for fashion. So I doubt if Jeremy Corbyn's scanning the pages of GQ, you know, to see what he's going to style his beard like this month.
It's a problem. I mean, one word, Edmunds.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, that's the bottom, isn't it? That's the lowest end of a beard, isn't it? Edmunds.
The Edmunds beard. I mean, I can't see it being I can't see it catching on.
I'm sick of it. All these hipster clothes they've got now made out of their own beard hair. I hate that. That's annoying. In Sweden, you know, this, of course, Alan, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, in Sweden, of course, it's now illegal to shave. The entire south of the country is now just, everything's covered in hair. I mean, is this going to be a future for us, Alan?
Well, it all depends on the vote next week, doesn't it? I think the future of beards depends on what happens in the referendum.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Alan, listen, it's been interesting to talk to you. A lot of good information there about the history and so on and so forth. That's Dr. Alan Whitney. Thank you, Alan.
Pleasure. Nice to speak to you.
Thank you. Associate Research Fellow in History at Exeter University. Hasn't got a beard, but professes to know about them. That's just ridiculous. He hasn't got any level of expertise. You haven't got one. How can you know about it?
Yeah.
Right, OK. If you've got an opinion on beards, then let us know it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word beards.
It's 1:30. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister, Labour leader and Commons Speaker are heading to West Yorkshire to pay tribute to the MP Joe Cox, who died after being attacked yesterday. The 41-year-old mother of two was shot and stabbed in a street in Birstall. Mary Cray is her friend and fellow Labour MP.
We need to come together, not just as a Labour family, but as a country, to support Jo's family, her poor little children, who will grow up without the wonderful mother that they deserved to know and to cherish. And I think we need to take a long, hard look at our politics and make a little resolution to be a lot nicer to each other.
Politicians are being advised to talk to police about the security measures they have in place after she was killed in her constituency. A 52-year-old man is still in police custody. A former German SS guard has been jailed for 5 years for being involved in the murders of people at the Auschwitz concentration camp. 94-year-old Reinhold Hanning has been convicted of being an accessory to the deaths of 170,000 1,000 people. There are calls for an investigation into mining laws following the death of a worker in North Yorkshire. A 56-year-old was killed in a gas blowout at Bulby Mine, the second death there in less than 10 years. A medical charity says it will lose out on around £44 million a year after declaring it will no longer accept funds from the European Union. Doctors Without Borders says it's in protest over the EU's shameful and damaging migration policies. And Christina Aguilera has paid tribute to the victims of last week's Orlando nightclub shooting. The singer is also donating money from her latest single to a charity which helps survivors and victims' families. The weather dry in the northwest today, but persistent rain will continue to affect eastern Scotland and northeast England through the day. Meanwhile, much of England and Wales will see a mix of sunny spells and further heavy, often thundery downpours. Highs of 20 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Still to come then, lonely lunch. Are you lunching alone? Are you a lonely what lunch? If you are, we'd like to hear from you. Join the Lonely Lunch Club here on Talk Radio and be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, and headline hijack on the way next.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
No, there's no writing on it. Cornelius has got some... Oh, Cass is banging at me through my headphones about something or other. What do you want, Cass? what do you want? Say it on the radio. What do you want? What do you actually want?
Can you see what I've written on screen now?
There's a screen in front of me, right?
Yeah.
Where Cass sends me message. I'll tell you why it's there. It's there for information purposes.
I think she wants you to say that word aloud.
It's there for information purposes. So if callers, you know, when callers are on, so I get their name and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's a production tool.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of which, Cass.
The doors between this room and that room are not locked.
She's got a point. But all Cass uses it for is to call me names.
She must want you to repeat that word for over 14 seconds. That's what I'm presuming.
I could say that and then press the dump button. What do you think? Should we play dump button roulette?
I put information up there. For
so
the
if I
guess.
If I say it and then press the dump button, it won't go out on air, will it? Will it? If I could just say that word you've just typed and that you've called
Presumably that's why she's written it on the screen, because there's no other reason.
I mean, what
to.
Sort of producer would write that yeah. in a live broadcast studio?
Even if
what if I'd looked up by accident, right, and just said it out loud because you've written it down?
Well, no, because apparently you're a professional.
Say it.
Chloe's really nervous out there. Look at her face. No, don't. I'm not going to say. You're one as well.
I don't even care. I put up stuff for you to know for the last guest, and you didn't look at it.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
Yes, yes, you are.
Okay, good. Right, some reactions coming in for the beard debate. A lot of people getting very passionate about the notion that we're running out of moisturiser. No, there's too much moisturiser because beards are killing it or something. What's coming in, Cornelius?
Yes, at Panafon says, sounds like a hairy situation for the moisturising business. And Good Idea says, why don't we take the extra moisturiser and pour it over areas suffering from drought?
That's what I said.
Did you?
Yeah, just during that whole discussion.
Oh.
Glad you were listening. Right.
Did you actually?
That was the basis of the whole thing.
God, I didn't listen.
No. John, of course, this is indicative of Disneyland. Famously, of course, Disneyland, you know this, is the place where mice aren't allowed beards. It's the only place, isn't it, if you're a mouse.
Yeah.
If you ever go to Disneyland and you see a mice, then you'll notice it doesn't have a beard, and that's because Walt Disney just had a mouse fetish, didn't he?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
But he didn't like the mice with beards, so he banned them. If you ever get to Disneyland to see a mice, then you'll notice it hasn't got a beard, and that's absolutely true. Oh, Okay, the time is coming up to the time where we launch Headline Hijack. Wait. That time is here now. Headline Hijack, then, a made-up news story is the order of the afternoon. Please, the news is at 2 o'clock, and Victoria speaks it. In it, at 2, is a made-up news lie, a fib, a fabrication, and a fake. We'd like you to be behind that, please. Consider it work experience for a tabloid journalist. If you ever wanted work experience for a tabloid journalist, now's your chance. Just make something up and then see it be published as fact. It's that simple. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What we got coming in already? Headline Hijack this afternoon. The lines are open. You've got about 20 minutes. John, what does this say? The organisation that organises Miss Great Britain, the pageant, has defended its decision to decrown something called a Zara Holland as Miss Great Britain. After being criticised for persecuting Holland just for having some sex, the organisation have made clear that they're that for a dismissal, what? Have made clear that they dismissed her for specifically having relations with a scaffolder, which the organisation believes is an immoral occupation and should not be encouraged. That's coming there from Dan, who says, I'm a scaffold. Thanks. Thanks, Dan. What have you got coming in?
According to Nigel, the Met Office have issued urgent weather warnings to the southeast and central England, saying that a storm is brewing.
Yes.
Forecasters are urging everyone in the area to stop sinning and making God vengeful.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Can't be arsed.
Well, you can't read.
Not today.
And you're not listening to the show that you're even supposed to be involved in.
No.
The first job of a zany sidekick on the radio is to pay fawning attention to what I say and then, like, giggle at it whether you're listening or not. That's it.
Should I read another one?
You know, like Comedy Dave used to do, or Chris Moyles, back
no,
in the day?
I never listened.
No, no, no. But, you know, before they fell out, because Chris, with his wife.
Yeah. Ex-wife, but yeah.
Well, yeah, like that, yeah. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, the organisation that organises Miss Great Britain.
I'm showing you how to do it.
Oh, okay. Hmm. I was just reading another Headline Hijack out.
Yeah, the one I've just read out.
Did you?
Great. Now Cass is posting selfies on this screen.
Oh, that's disgusting.
What have you sent me? She's just Snapchatting me a nude of herself. What's that? What have you done? You're so weird. It's the lines remain open for Headline Hijack. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything but that.
Anything but that that Cass just sent. We'll meet a lonely luncher next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Everyone's a winner this week at TradePoint. We've got thousands of prizes to give away to help you enjoy the football in style. From smart TVs, official shirts and Carlsberg vouchers to the ultimate football party bundle. Make a purchase at your local TradePoint counter before Sunday 19th of June for your chance to win. Trade only.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile. Sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ Smart Heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valenceiq.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, the M60 anti-clockwise, a lane out due to a vehicle fire at Junction 10. Further round as well, between Junction 26 and 25, two lanes closed because of an accident there. Hampshire's M27 westbound has a lane out due to a broken down vehicle between Junction 12 and Junction 11. Berkshire's M4 westbound has slow traffic due to an earlier accident between Junction 14 and Membury Services. And in Devon, the A390 is shut between Tavistock and Gunnislake because of an accident. I'm Alex Totney.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, indeed. I mean, no. But, I mean, that's optimistic. But anyway, it is certainly Talk Radio. That much is true. And of course, we are home to your reactions. If you've got a reaction or a view, then you can react it or view it in this direction. 87 treble, don't. With the repeating that phrase. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's been coming in?
Lots coming in. Traffic Lover says, where's Jarena Adams gone? And Office Gossip says, Chloe fancies Hawksby.
Excellent news. Poor Jacobs, Chloe. Chloe?
That is totally unfounded.
Is it?
Yeah.
This explains
you do it. Though, don't you?
No, I don't.
You told me you did.
When?
This explains
you tell me.
So Hawksby is off of Talk Sports, Hawksby and Jacobs, right, who we share an office with. And now you've outed Chloe as a Hawksby fan.
She is. She told me once. She said to someone they could do a lot worse than Hawksby.
That doesn't mean I fancy him. It just means they're probably being mean about him.
You had a look in your eye.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perhaps that explains why she came to work today.
He's in France.
Oh, she knows where he is.
She's showing a curve of buttock. Chloe loves it when we get her involved in this. What are we doing? Oh, that's right. Have you seen the news, Cornelius?
Have I seen the news?
Yes.
Well, I actually fancy the news.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it in France?
Yeah, but yeah, it's in France.
Okay. Well, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, John, yes? I can't get my head around it.
Well, you see, that's where we can help, because on a talk radio in the afternoons, you will find that we explain the news by distilling it down to its purest form. And when you do that, you'll realise that what you end up with is Japanese poetry. It's the news explained in five syllables and seven syllables and then five syllables again. It's the news in haiku.
Cliff Richard will not face any sex charges. Congratulations.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Ah, come my friend. Enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair, the mouldering pit of bread and plastic lid-based doors flung open once more as we invite another lonely luncher into its hallowed portals. The Lonely Lunch Club is there for you if you are lunching alone. Why are you lunching alone? What is your lonely lunch of choice? These are all of the questions that may or may not be answered if I remember to ask them of our lonely luncher today, who is the latest inductee into that hall. And that person is called Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello.
Hi, Jimmy. So, question one, Jimmy. Why are you lunching alone?
I'm just, you know, I'm chilling out. Just about to record some music on my own, alone.
Oh, all right.
My girlfriend's away.
Oh.
Yeah.
And while the girlfriend's away, Jimmy will play music.
Jimmy will play. Yeah.
What music do you play, Jimmy?
Bit of rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Is it your own compositions?
It is, yeah. Great. I'm recording an album at the moment.
Great. Are you a solo artist? Do you have a band backup?
I have a couple of bands, but this thing I'm doing at the moment is kind of solo.
Good. Yeah. Hence the lunching alone. Yeah, all right. Okay, good. Where do you live, Jimmy? Where are you doing this musical...
composition. In North London.
In North London, all right, fine. Good. Well, listen, it's lovely to talk to you. Now, Lonely Lunch is here for you, of course, to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. And we're able to chit and chat about whatever you like. I'll tell you what it is, Jimmy. It's very much like sort of if you were at work. I mean, you're obviously music, but have you ever had a proper job, Jimmy?
just part-time. No proper career job. No.
All right, that's fine. But this is like a workplace chat. So imagine you'd wandered into the work kitchen, okay? Uh-huh. And we'd both approached the kettle together, but we don't know each other very well. But now we're forced to make idle small talk as one person tries in vain to find a mug that's been washed up, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's the sort of chat we can now have. But you can lead it, because that's how Lonely Lunch Club works, and we become your virtual friend and colleague, and that's the sort of point. So we're able to chit and chat about whatever you want, just any subject. Awkward small talk is what we're going to make.
Okay, awkward small talk. Do you drink tea here often?
Good start, you see. You've already gone into the role play of the work, and I like that. I like that. good. Okay, let's follow that up. Let's go. Let's work it. Let's workshop it. Come on. Do I drink tea often? Yes.
Yeah? What kind of tea are you drinking?
Mm. Oh, good. He's moved it on. He's moved on. We're moving the conversation on. Excellent. Excellent progression of the conversation there. Builders.
Builders. Nice and strong black. Just how I like it. Yorkshire?
London. What?
Yorkshire tea?
Oh, I see. Yes. This is going great.
Yeah, really. Ooh, well.
This is great workplace.
Great radio.
Banter, this.
Good workmate awkwardness.
Yeah.
Well,
did
so,
you... I know, I've got one for you. Did you see the match?
Did I see the match? Yeah, I watched the match. Was all right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Because I need to light this gas hob to make the tea, and I don't know whether you'd seen the match.
Yeah,
it's gas in this kitchen.
Yeah,
there's just one man. I don't know whether you've seen it anywhere. Because I need it to light the gas, Jimmy.
Light the gas? Two matches or one match? We had three matches.
Yeah, but then...
So maybe you didn't watch the match.
I didn't watch the match.
He didn't. Oh, okay.
No. We've done football. We can do football. I mean, I am. You know, I've got all the football terminology. You know, when you go sort of, you know, like we've talked about before. It's like, it's a ball of two halves there. Two halves of a ball there put together to make a whole ball, which is what they're kicking round the grass. They kick it on the grass. The men, look at the men. Out. Did you see the men kicking the grass ball? Did you? Did you see it?
Footy
ball. I saw him.
It's great, wasn't it? Woo!
Left wing.
Right wing for balance.
Balance, yeah.
Yeah. Good. Okay, well, we've done sport and we've done tea. Anything? What are you having for lunch? What are you having for lunch? That's a good one.
We're having for lunch. I'm having pizza.
Pizza?
So, you know, maybe not the best lunch, but...
Well, it's all right. Is it leftover pizza from yesterday, or is it fresh pizza?
It's fresh, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
And have you... This is interesting. Have you fashioned it yourself, or have you dialed out for it?
No, I'm down the road. Down the road. Down the road, yeah.
Good. All right. Great.
And you? What are you having for lunch?
Now that's good. The sad news is that I haven't really had any lunch because I had to come and do some radio. So that'll have to wait. Maybe I will send Cornelius out to get some.
No.
All right.
What
fine.
Are you going to get? Sandwich?
He's going to get nothing because I'm not going out.
TLC?
It's raining. Not
done.
All right, well.
It's not raining. Where are you? It's not raining where I am.
We're on the south bank. It's not raining. It's sunshine. Look out the window.
It might rain.
All right, fine.
It's fucking fine.
Good, Jimmy. I mean, I've enjoyed our time together.
Yeah, me too.
But I sense it's time for you to leave the virtual kitchen and go back to our business.
Okay.
I like that idle chit chat on the radio, Jimmy. His lunch is now fewer lonely, thanks to Lonely Lunch Club, in which he has been inducted. There's Jimmy there. If you'd like to become a member of the Lonely Lunch Club, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's the number. It's not a number; it's an email. But you get the point. You know what it is today, don't you? I'll tell you. It's Friday. It's some request Friday. Not all request Friday, note, because all request Friday is what happens on Radio 2. And Simon Mayo sort of owns the copyright. And what it is, of course, is you can request a song on Radio 2 for Simon Mayo to play for you for whatever reason you like. An anniversary, a birthday, just a shout out. And... well, we're no different here on a Friday. Some request Friday, but instead of music, of course, being a talk radio station, you can request speeches and talks. That is how it works, and you can do that via the usual number 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
So here's a request coming in. Hi, John. Hey, John, and the rest of the wacky radio crew.
Ooh.
Please, 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 could you play me my 43rd favourite speech of all time? Now, this is the speech that the astronaut Scott Kelly gave when he got back from his record-breaking 340 days in space. And I remember it was the first track on the Now That's What I Call Talking Speeches album.
I remember those albums.
Came out in the early 80s, I think.
It makes me feel so old when I hear how many of those albums they've released since I remember I first bought my one.
Yes. Anyway, so that's what... there's no name on this. Who's this from? Who's this from? Oh, Sarah. All right, fine. John, the Wacky Radio crew, please, would you play my 43rd favourite speech of all time? It's the speech the astronaut Scott Kelly gave when he got back from his record-breaking 340 days in space. For you, especially, as it's a Friday banging anthem, here's that speech.
I wanted to say a few words to everyone before. I know it's late, and it would have been great to get here quicker. I'm used to going 17,500 miles an hour, but this airplane doesn't do quite that, so it took us some time. But with the great support of the crew, we got here safely. You know, it was a very long trip. When I left here in February, I don't even know what day it was in February. I was 50, and now I'm 52. So, but it feels great. It's great to be back in Texas, in U.S. on U.S. soil. It's just an unbelievable feeling to be back here on planet Earth, back in our great country, and back with all my family and my friends. I missed everyone very much. 340 days aboard the space station represented the coming together of thousands of people, engineers, flight controllers, support personnel, scientists, flight surgeons. I also want to say this was not my flight. They've talked about my year in space. It's not my achievement, it's NASA's achievement, and it's our country's achievement.
Absolutely. What a classic. Isn't it great to hear that? Especially on a Friday. It really gets you in the Friday mood, doesn't it?
That's, absolutely.
The speech that the astronaut Scott Kelly gave when he got back from his record-breaking 340 days in space. You remember it's the first track on the Now That's What I Call Talking Speeches album. It takes you right back, doesn't it?
So bad.
Back to those days. I've got that on vinyl.
Have you?
Yes, I have. Wow. Yes, I have. Okay. What a talk. Mm. If you'd like a banging speech anthem for Friday, then, of course, it's Some Request Friday. You can request it 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's time for Headline Hijack. This is where a made-up news story gets into the news at 2 o'clock, which is imminent. And it's your job to make that news story up. It's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. That is the reason for its existence. They don't hear this bit. They get back to their desk, switch the radio on. They hear Victoria. She's got the news. They hear it. They go, that's the news. It's true. But no, some of it at 2 o'clock isn't. It's a massive news lie. And many have come in. But there can be, in the words of the Highlander, Only one winner, Cornelius. Do you have the information as to the winner,
John,
of today's Head On Hijack?
I have the envelope here.
Excellent. Then please do open the envelope.
And the winner of Headline Hijack on the 17th of July, June 2016 is Maggie!
Maggie! And here comes Maggie up to the podium, where she's the... this is her first Headline Hijack Award. Maggie having entered several times before, but this, finally, having been nominated many times... it's Maggie's moment. Where's Maggie from?
Somersby.
Maggie's from... Where's that?
Somerset.
Maggie's from Somerset. And she's the winner of Headline Hijack. Maggie, well done, Maggie.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so proud. Thank you to my mum and my dad. And to everyone at Talk Radio.
All right, it's gone far enough now. So Maggie's made-up news story will be in the news next. Followed after 2 o'clock by Work Experience Punditry, as we welcome back Barry, not Norman, to review the films for the weekend. There will be an end-of-the-week brand loyalty quiz if you want to get involved in that. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
All right, Talk Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Did you know your disability allowance can get you from here to here via here? Just pop down to your local Ford dealer during our mobility open days between the 23rd and 26th of June to explore your options with one of our mobility specialists. And you could soon be going places.
The world's mine oyster!
Exactly. Unlearn freedom with Ford Mobility. Go to ford.co.uk/mobilityopendays to find out more. Ford Mobility Open Days are available at participating dealers to customers eligible to receive the Disability Living Allowance or Personal Independence Payment.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on an 8x4 sheet of 18mm exterior plywood for only $18.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Eye contact on the morning commute with a total stranger? No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Friday and Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Cameron and Corbyn pay tribute to the MP Joe Cox. A former Nazi is jailed and Tim Peake is due to come back to Earth.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, David Cameron and Jeremy Corbyn have laid flowers where the Labour MP Joe Cox was attacked in West Yorkshire. The 41-year-old mother of two died after being stabbed and shot outside her constituency advice surgery in Birstall yesterday. The Prime Minister has paid his respects.
Two children have lost their mother. A husband has lost a loving wife. And, of course, Parliament has lost one of its most passionate and brilliant campaigners, someone who epitomised the fact that politics is about serving others.
The Labour leader, who's confirmed Parliament will be recalled on Monday, condemned the attack.
She was taken from us in an act of hatred, in a vile act that has killed her. It's an attack on democracy, what happened yesterday. It's the well of hatred that killed her.
MPs are being encouraged to contact police to review their security after her death, with several politicians going ahead with their normal surgeries. A 52-year-old man has been arrested. A 94-year-old former German SS guard charged in connection with the murders of people at the Auschwitz concentration camp has been jailed. Reinhold Hanning has been sentenced to 5 years in prison after being convicted of being an accessory to the deaths of 170,000 people. There are calls for an investigation into laws on mining after a worker died this morning in North Yorkshire. A 56-year-old was killed in a glass blowout at Bowlby Mine, the second death there in under a decade. The area's MP, Tom Blenkinsop, says he wants to meet its Israeli owners to discuss whether recent redundancies have impacted on safety. Search teams have found the second black box from the Egypt airplane, which crashed into the Mediterranean last month, with 66 people on board. Egyptian investigators say the device was retrieved in several pieces. The cockpit voice recorder was salvaged yesterday. And Tim Peake is spending his last day at the International Space Station before returning to Earth tomorrow morning. The British astronaut will have completed 186 days in space. His journey home will be with two other astronauts in the Soyuz space capsule. It'll last 6 hours before they land in Kazakhstan. Robert Massey is from the Astronomical Society.
If you're up in space that long, it doesn't just take a few weeks to recover, it actually takes several years. And there are some things that may never quite be fixed, and there may be little compromises to the immune system.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry in the northwest today, but persistent rain will continue to affect eastern Scotland and northeast England through the day. Meanwhile, much of England and Wales will see a mix of sunny spells and further heavy, often thundery downpours. Highs of 20 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Thank you. No. No, honestly, thank you. No, thank you.
You finished. Thank
you. It's Talk Radio. Ben's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon. The England manager admits he's not yet worked out his starting 11 for his side's final Euro 2016 group game. Substitutes Jamie Vardy and Daniel Sturridge have given Roy Hodgson plenty to think about.
And was appalled at the way the presenter continued to talk over the news and weather and presenter. Plus the sport headlines. Not funny and not professional.
We've got players who've played two matches in the space of a short period of time, and there's a lot of guys champing at the bit to get their chance.
I did see that email, yeah.
In today's action, the Republic of Ireland will be keeping an on Italy's game against Sweden. That's just underway in his current goalless.
I'll be honest, talking over a man while he was trying to do his sport.
And tonight, defending champion Spain
disrespectful
faced Turkey.
To that man.
Scottish Premiership champion Celtic will begin their title defence at Hearts next season. Rangers back in the top.
It would suggest I had
wazzle
interest in sport.
Hamilton. Exactly. The first Old Firm derby of the campaign takes place over the weekend of the 10th and 11th of September at Celtic Park. The season, of course, gets underway on the 6th of August. Finally, Andy Murray will play his British Davis Cup teammate Kyle Edmund in the quarterfinals at Queen's Club later this afternoon. They're third on Centre Court. That's your latest sports news with me, the professional, Ben Fletcher, powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben. Nice to see you in the room.
It's always a pleasure.
Great, good. 4 minutes past two.
And finally, Channel 5 have come under criticism after setting the Big Brother housemates a task in which they were encouraged to break their own legs. Big Brother told the housemates that if they broke a limb, they would be exempt from nomination, leading to one housemate falling down a stairwell on purpose.
Thanks, Victoria. It's Talk Radio. Work experience punditry coming up very shortly.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Right, good afternoon. Welcome. It is Talk Radio. Yes, in the afternoon. Yes, I am John Holmes. And don't forget, you can get in touch with the programme today by text. You can email, you can Twitter. We're also on Lurker and InstaWhip. Or you can get in touch by ancient Roman bronze tablet. Now, all you need to do is smelt some bronze. Gold will also work. And shape the molten metal into a rough tablet shape. For example, similar to those excavated from the Second Temple period in Jerusalem. Once you've done that, crudely engrave your message, request or dedication into the surface of the metal, which can, of course, be more easily stored and manipulated than cumbersome rock. And then simply text it to us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Start your bronze tablet with the word talk. Do remember that messages inscribed on ancient bronze tablets will be charged at normal semi-permanent Roman historical artifact rates, and always ask permission of your emperor or commander of your garrison.
Talk Radio.
Time for work experience punditry. And today, being a Friday, it's Film Friday. Films that you might want to check out at the weekend, and so on and so forth. And reviewing them for us, he's back. It's Barry, not Norman. Work experience pundit extraordinaire. Hello, Barry.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, that's about. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Cool.
Good banter.
Great.
Right, now, so, have you been to see some films this week?
I have surprisingly been to see some films.
That's good news, for that is the point of you being here.
Thank gosh.
Work experience, so we don't have to pay you.
No.
Which is the main point of you being
exactly.
here, if I'm honest. And you've got films, what are we looking at today?
Let's start off with The Boss, which is The Boss, which is the brand new film from Melissa McCarthy, who starred in the likes of Bridesmaids, The Heat, Tammy, like big old comedies. And she plays Michelle Darnell, who is a big powerhouse in industry,
right?
Basically. But she turns out she goes to prison after she's called for insider trading. But then she emerges, she escapes, well, not escapes, she's let out.
I mean, to be fair, that's two very different films, isn't it? So, you know, you have to be clear about that. I'm glad you clarified.
Just to say, yeah.
She escapes prison. No, she actually doesn't. She just gets let out. It's not a Prison Break movie, John.
We wish.
It's not that. It's not. She doesn't escape. She's no tunnelling, John.
It's not like The Shawshank Redemption or
no.
something.
She doesn't go to the attic and build a glider, John.
No, no.
To get out. That doesn't happen, John.
Any of those options would have been better. Yeah. But anyway, she's let out. But people have kind of still remember what she did in the past, and she's bankrupt. So she decides to start her own business, and she works with Girl Scouts to make a cookie business.
Shall we have a clip?
Yes.
Here we go. This is The Boss.
If your breasts could speak right now, I think they'd be saying, Claire, please don't zip me up in your jeans. You're going to zip a nipple.
That's not what they'd say. May I adjust your strap? Because I'm trying to help you, Claire. You say be more helpful, and I'm trying to be helpful. You can tighten the strap.
Okay.
What? Just a little. Because I
want. What is that toggle?
Oh, it's a nursing bra.
Are you still nursing Rachel?
No, it's from when she was a baby, but it's very comfortable.
It's not comfortable to see. Now, let me see this. It's very often a fit issue. Why do these have so much?
All right, well,
Claire, it's like Geppetto.
And that's a clip from The Boss, which is the new Melissa McCarthy film in which she definitely doesn't escape from a prison.
Yes. Just so we're aware, that wasn't one of the Girl Scouts, by the way. That was like one of her mums. Just so we can just clear that out.
Good. I mean, I was slightly... We did go off a Girl Scout.
After a Girl Scout, thinking, just go straight into that clip. Like.
Breast-based clip that you chose, Barry, there. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, so is it any good?
She's really funny, Melissa McCarthy. Like, I love her in films like Bridesmaids and that. And she's hilarious in whatever she does. But unfortunately...
I sensed a but coming there, didn't I?
But just because of the script and the plot isn't very good, it's very conventional. That's the only thing. It's like a riches to rags, the richest story, and the script isn't very good.
Right.
But she
I didn't chortle at that clip particularly.
I mean, that was only 40 seconds of a 100-minute film. And there are some good gags. There are. Here, there.
Yeah.
You've got to find them. But they're like little gems.
Yeah.
But...
So, in terms of in her canon of work, then, I mean, is this the worst thing she's ever done? Is that or not?
I mean, it's no Bridesmaids. I'll put it that
which
way.
Which one is she? Is she the one in Spy? No, who's in
also in Spy? Yeah,
that's her.
Yeah,
right, fine. I know who you're talking about. Because there's quite a lot because of the Bridesmaids ensemble cast.
Yeah,
Melissa McCarthy. You go, which one's she?
Exactly.
No, now I know.
Confuse her with Rebel Wilson sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well. Yes. Yeah,
you see, yes,
sort of similar thing.
Yes, yes.
I mean. It's not as good as that. But hopefully Ghostbusters, which is released later this year.
That looks appalling.
I mean, the people in it are really good. They're all the people from SNL, Saturday Night Live.
I know.
So I've got my fingers crossed, and it's all female, so
I've heard someone say it's better than the original.
Well, there you go.
No.
Chris Evans said it.
I saw it.
Chris Evans said it.
I saw it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is it not as good?
Rubbish.
Really?
Sexist.
Yeah. I won't review that one then. That was the review just that.
I think the one they should do, they should take Ghostbusters and remake it. They've done it with women, and that should be the remake film.
Yeah.
Right, from now on. So, and they should do it with everyone to make it equal. So they've done men and women, right? So now a transgender version of Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
Animal version?
Yes.
Yep.
Lizards, yeah.
Lizards. Yeah. Dogs.
Burgers.
Why not? Throw in food.
Mm.
Tramps. Gypsies.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Tramps and thieves. So you get a gypsy version and a tramp version and a thief version. Let's be very clear, they're three different things, not the same thing.
Mm. Well...
So, and then Cher could sing the theme tune. Can, gypsies, tramps and thieves, she went.
Yeah, but that would have
three very different things.
Were they be in wedding dresses as well?
Yes.
Okay.
What, in Ghostbusters?
No, the ones in the gypsies. No.
What are you talking about?
Because of big fat gypsy wedding.
Big fat gypsy wedding.
Don't call them fat.
No,
we didn't.
You just said that.
The TV program.
What? It weren't calling.
What? Don't think gypsies are fat. We'll get letters.
Let's move on.
So, for balance, tramps can be fat and thieves can be fat. They are three very different things.
And tramps.
Yes.
Let's definitely move on.
Yes.
What other film have you got?
We've got Mother's Day.
Right.
Which is obviously released 3 months after Mother's Day. 3 months, yeah. So it's basically a film about a whole bunch of mothers. They're not really connected in any way, but it's just looking at different relationships between different mothers. So you've got a mother who broke up with her ex-husband,
yes,
but she's still looking after her two boys and that. But then you've got a dad whose wife passed away and he's got to look after the two girls. So it's looking at all the... It's a bit like Love Actually, where, you know, you've got all
it's
these different...
It's not a great benchmark, is it?
Love Actually is great.
You are get out of here.
No,
that is one
no,
of the
I
worst, most mawkish.
It's one of the best Christmas films.
It's awful.
Oh my gosh,
awful
I
film.
I cannot believe I'm having this conversation. Bill Nighy, Emma Thompson.
Just saying names
Liam
of
Neeson.
People doesn't make it any better.
Liam Neeson, his storyline.
Liam Neeson. It's
all the emotional.
The script
spectrum.
Is appalling, isn't it?
I'm so offended right now.
It's got Martin McCutcheon in it.
And what's wrong with Martine McCutcheon?
She's off a yogurt advert.
I mean, back then she was doing all right for herself.
What? Yeah.
And Alan Rickman and everyone.
Well, I like Rickman, but it's a bad film. Dreadful film.
I may walk out in the break. I'm offended.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Do it. Lots of people are abusing him on Twitter.
I take that back.
Just get a walk off.
Walk off.
And then just Twitter abuse all year.
Hey, then we might get some calls to our show.
Julie Hartley Brewer. Okay, so Mother's Day. So who's in it, did you say?
Jennifer Aniston, Kate Hudson, Julia Roberts, Jason Sudeikis.
Sudeikis, yes.
Yep, there we go.
Okay.
Is
it a comedy then? No? What is sort of heartwarming, drama-y what?
I don't really know. It tries to be heartwarming, but it's a bit meh.
Yeah.
Like, I usually like those stories.
Well,
films
we've just established
like...
that.
but this isn't one of them, unfortunately. It's not. It's a bit like New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day, where it's just kind of an excuse like, oh, there's a film coming out around Mother's Day. Let's make
Except
a film about it.
As you rightly say, it's not Mother's Day. In fact,
I think it's
Father's Day on Sunday. So this is terribly badly timed.
Is it Mother's Day in America right now? I don't know.
They should make a remake this film for others. Like, so Mother's Day.
As you mate.
Father's Day. Gypsy's Day.
Stop.
My
Tramp's
God.
Day. Thieves' Day. They're three very different things.
Fat Tramp's Day.
Fat Tramp's Day. Day. Fat Gypsy's Day. Don't say that. Fat Thieves' Day. You can say what you like about thieves, can't you?
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair. You know,
yeah, no one likes
No one's going to stick up. No one likes thieves.
No.
No.
Bloody thieves. Coming over here, taking our stuff. Literally taking our stuff. Should we have a clip of Mother's Day?
Please.
Okay.
All this Mother's Day stuff, I start thinking about how I haven't talked to Mom. I don't even remember what our stupid argument was about.
Like, you can always call her. Or Skype. She's into that now.
Our parents have the internet. How do they do that with a rotary phone?
Oh. Fancier trailer park?
Well, when are you planning on telling them about you and Max?
never. I'm engaged to an investment banker named Steven. We have not set the date yet. He has low sperm count and I'm in therapy. That's my story.
Maybe if you tell them about you two first, it'll soften the blow for me.
Don't even try to piggyback your secret on my secret. Besides, she's in Texas. We're fine.
Yeah, we're fine. Just motherless this time of year.
There's a reason we moved here to Georgia. She ruins everything, remember? I mean, at least everything we'd let her.
I just feel like we don't have family.
I'm your sister. I live next door to you. Thank you very much.
And that was a clip from Mother's Day, that new film, What Barry, not Norman, is mid-reviewing. So Jennifer Aniston, who is sort of, I guess, if there's a rom-com going, like, it's like catnip to Aniston, isn't it?
Pretty much.
She'll rock up and go, I'll do it.
Yep, she's
there. And who else did
he say? Kate Hudson. Same thing.
Same sort of thing, yeah.
Julia Roberts, I think she was having a bit of a break probably, so she decided to do this.
Yeah, good.
And Jason Sudeikis?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
who I quite like as an actor, actually.
Yeah,
I think he's a good actor. But no, I mean, it's kind of filler film, isn't it?
Filler.
That the feeling you get. It's not like must see. It's just like, oh, it's just on.
It's just to be fair, it's not the best idea for a Mother's Day film. If you're thinking about getting something for Mother's Day next year, just don't buy the DVD.
Right.
Basically.
speaking of DVDs, I believe you're reviewing some next.
I am next.
Okay. Good. Stay with us, Barry, not Norman, reviewing the week's DVD of the week. The week's DVD of the week, that's right, and TV movie of the week as well. On Talk Radio, it's Work Experience Punditry. We'll be back with it next.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Whether you're going on a tour of Europe with the family or you're off to France with a football.
Incroyable.
Halfords have got everything you need, from motoring abroad kits to breathalyzers, so you're legally equipped for your European journey. Plus, we can even fit a cycle carrier and roof box to your car, giving you the freedom to pack more into your adventure this summer. Halfords. For life's journeys.
Good tradespeople deserve good clients. So join Rated People and gain access to over 75,000 homeowner job leads a month. That's one job posted every 35 seconds. With Rated People, you're in control of where and when you work. Whether you want to grow your reputation, fill gaps in your diary, or expand your business, sign up today and get your first month for just £5. We'll also give you £50 credit to spend on winning work. Text RATED to 66777 or visit ratedpeople.com. Price excludes 20% VAT.
At Arnold Clark, it's not about all the money you spend. It's about the money you save every single month. We offer you deals plus a lot more, like a representative APR of just 7.6%. Affordable car finance with Deal Plus from Arnold Clark. Search Deal Plus at arnoldclark.com. It's about you.
Rain, sun, rain. Summer is so on and off. Not like Now TV, where I can watch the Sex and the City box set to make me all hot and bothered. Or I can get chilled to the bone with that new show Outcast from the Walking Dead crew. I've got 11 top channels not on Freeview and over 250 box sets to keep me company on a rainy day. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Surrey's M25 clockwise has two lanes closed due to an accident before Junction 6. M1 northbound's queuing with two lanes closed due to a vehicle fire at Junction 4. Cambridgeshire's M11 southbound's blocked, cars overturned at Junction 12. Greater Manchester's M60 anti-clockwise has a lane closed because of a vehicle fire at Junction 10 and two lanes closed due to an accident between 26 and 25. And in South Yorkshire, the A1M southbound, a lane closed there due to emergency repairs between Junction 38 and 36. I'm Alex Topney.
Love your music, love your colour. The Skoda Fabia, now available with 2.9% APR representative finance and £1,500 towards your deposit. Plus, get an extra £500 when you order before 30th of June. The Skoda Fabia. Mix it your way. Find your nearest retailer at skoda.co.uk. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan from Skoda Financial Services, 18s and over subject to status. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Weekday mornings from 10
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. I was born in the wagon of a travelling show. Cornelius has got some of the reactions that have been coming in. What have you got, Cornelius?
Yes, Travel Lover's been back on. She says, I hate Alex Totney. Bring back Jarena Adams.
Yeah.
And I cannot, I will not, and I should not. That's coming from someone who won't.
So I've got one here from that just says, hi, John. I was born in the wagon of a travelling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Papa would do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple of bottles of Dr. Good. We're gypsies, tramps and thieves, John. Three different things. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps and thieves, but every night all the men come around and lay their money down. And that's coming from Cher. The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, John, yes. I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help you, because this is where we explain the news for you in a simplified form. When you break news down to its basic component, you end up, of course, as you know, with Japanese poetry. It's the news explained in five syllables, seven syllables, and then five syllables. Again, it's the news in haikus.
Miss GB loses crown after having sex. Best way to abdicate.
The news in haikus. It's work experience punditry then that you find us midst. We're doing films. It's Friday, Film Friday with Barry, not Norman, work experience Barry. We've already talked about the films.
The Boss.
And the film.
Mother's Day.
Thank you. And we now move to DVD of the week. What are we looking at?
We're looking at Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Which is the superhero film with Ryan Reynolds.
Good choice.
Yeah. So it was sort of built as a segue away from X-Men Origins Wolverine because it was featured in that film. So Deadpool is Wade Wilson, who Ryan Reynolds played, and he's had a bit of a tough time. He's got cancer in his liver, lungs, prostate and brain all at once.
I mean, that's a bad day.
That is a bad day. Not doing well for himself.
Yes.
But he's offered the chance to undergo some experimental treatments and see if it can be cured in some way. But instead, he gets some crazy, somehow, superpowers along the way. So he's able to heal at a rapid speed and also fight really well. And then he becomes a superhero and just tries to take on the world.
Let's have a clip from Deadpool out on DVD this week.
So you're going to do a superhero landing. Wait for it. Woo! Superhero landing.
Yeah, that's really hard on your knees.
Totally impractical. They all do it. You're a lovely lady, but I'm saving myself for Francis. That's why I brought him.
I prefer not to hit a woman, so please play.
I mean, that's why I brought her? Oh, no, finish your tweet. It's not, that's fine. Just give us a second. There you go. Hashtag it. Go get her, Tiger.
That's a clip from Deadpool, which is out on DVD. I'm surprised you managed to find a clip of that, Barry, because it's quite a sweary film.
It is. I think that's the only, 40 seconds of the film which it doesn't have any swear.
Yeah. It's good. What did you make of Deadpool?
It was really good.
Did you see it the first time around at the cinema?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I got it on DVD. It's just really dry and really cleverly written, and I didn't realise how funny Ryan Reynolds was.
Yes.
In films like The Proposal, he's all right. He's got a couple of gags, but this film, he really...
He owns the film, doesn't he?
He really does. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like...
I thought it was good from... The opening credits were funny.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't seen it, it's worth watching. The opening credits are sort of a Mickey take of opening credit sequences.
Exactly.
In a really clever way.
I mean, yeah.
And then from then on, it just got better and better.
I mean, the whole film is a Mickey take of the whole superhero genre. Like, I mean, when he just said that, superhero landing, and those whole gags are on the way.
Yeah.
It's just really, really well written. If you like X-Men, you'll probably get some of the gags in there, because I think there are like a couple of like Easter eggs on the way. But it's really good and a bit, dare I say, genre bending. Go on, that's a bit of a...
I think you've took a dare too far.
No, I know. Look at me go.
Don't come around here and say genre bending.
I know. Look at me go.
But it's... I rated it... I mean, I don't... The X-Men universe and all that stuff, I don't really follow. I've seen some of the films, but I don't really understand it and I don't know the ins and the outs. But what's clever about this is you don't need to because you get the jokes. So that, there's a whole sequence where they talk about going to the X-Men mansion.
Yeah.
And then he has an argument about whether it's going to be Patrick Stewart or James McAvoy or whatever. which of them is it? He's got, so it's kind of fourth wall breaking, which of course it came from the comic, which did the same sort of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. It's a bit like, do you know Kick-Ass?
Yes.
Mm. It's very much like that.
Yeah.
That's all like very similar storyline.
I enjoyed it very much.
Definitely.
Deadpool. Right, final film.
TV Films of the Week, Independence Day, which is on tomorrow night, 8 p.m. on Channel 4.
Because there's a new one coming out.
Yep, exactly, in a couple of weeks. And it's basically some humans trying to save the world against some aliens.
Yeah.
Standard. And also Sunday, 9 p.m., also on Channel 4, is August, Osage County, which is based on a Broadway play. And it's about three estranged sisters. They come back for their father's funeral. And it's talking about like their relationships with the mom. He's played by Meryl Streep. It's a great cast. Meryl Streep, Juliette Wallace, Julia Roberts, Julianne Nicholson, all the Julies.
Yes.
Abigail Breslin, Ewan McGregor. It's really, really good. Very good drama.
Juliette Morris?
No.
Julie Andrews?
I wish. Because then it could have been a musical. And then we could have done something.
We know you like a musical.
Exactly, yeah. I do.
They should remake that with... Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves. They should get
different things.
Three very different things. They're not the same thing. And they should remake maybe Independence Day, but where the world, but where Earth gets attacked by thieves.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Because they try to take the Earth, don't they? Because they're thieves.
yeah.
And they're very different to gypsies and tramps, who would both fight against the thieves in order to save the earth.
Mm. There you go.
Yeah, they're not the same thing. Good. Barry, thank you very much for coming in. That's Barry with his, not Norman, with his film reviews. Excellent. In the next half an hour here on this programme come the following items. The big debate's at 3 o'clock. End of the week quiz coming up. And also condescending, a man called Con.
Hi.
Will be in the lift here in the building reading out the haters' texts and tweets that we've got as it descends downwards through the floors. It's a feature we call Condescending, and it's coming up very shortly. You're listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister and Labour leader have united in tributes for the MP Joe Cox, who died after being stabbed and shot. A 52-year-old man has been arrested after the 41-year-old mother was attacked in her West Yorkshire constituency yesterday. David Cameron spoke to reporters in Birstall.
Today our nation is rightly shocked, and I think it is a moment to stand back and think about some of the things that are so important about our country. The fact that we should treasure and value our democracy, where members of Parliament are out in the public, accountable to the public, available to the public. And that's how Jo died. She died doing her job.
MPs have been defiant after her murder, going ahead with constituency surgeries, despite calls to speak to police about security. A 94-year-old former guard at Auschwitz has been jailed for 5 years for being an accessory to 170,000 deaths. Ex-SS Sergeant Reinhold Hanning knew Jews were being gassed at the Nazi concentration camp but did nothing to stop it. Safety concerns have been raised at a mine in East Cleveland where a worker's died after a release of gas. The local MP Tom Blenkinsop says he wants to meet its owners to ensure that recent redundancies aren't partly to blame. Search teams have found the second black box from the Egypt airplane plane which crashed in the Med last month. Investigators say it was retrieved in several pieces. And Miss Great Britain has been stripped of her title after having sex on the TV show Love Island. Zara Holland was filmed getting intimate with fellow housemate Alex Bowen on the ITV2 programme on Wednesday. The organisation says it can't promote the 20-year-old as a positive role model. The weather dry in the northwest today, but persistent rain will continue to affect eastern Scotland and northeast England through the day. Meanwhile, much of England and Wales will see a mix of sunny spells and further heavy, often thundery downpours. Highs of 20 degrees is more in half an hour.
I mean, it is called Love Island.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you know, what are they there for, these people? I've never watched this programme.
To find love.
Is it? Well, she found love, didn't she? With a scaffolder called Dave or something.
Alex Bowen.
Okay.
I don't know if he's a scaffolder.
He is.
No, actually, I think he's a gym instructor.
He's a scaffolder, I read this morning.
Is he?
Yeah.
This is this kind of hard-hitting debate that Talk Radio has become known for.
Oh, I thought you were
a
journalist. Do you
want to Google it quickly?
No.
Anyway, so why? Well, that's not news, though, is it, really? A woman?
Well, no, she was Miss GB for this year.
Yes.
And she had sex on telly.
Yeah.
And now she's not a role model, so her title's been stripped. So that is news.
If you had sex on the radio, not you, I mean, if one had sex on the radio, would one be stripped of one's title?
Well, it depends on what their title is and what organisation that title represents and whether it's meant to be a good person, being a good role model.
I mean, I realise this question is hypothetical to you, Cornelius, because, you know, you've never seen anything. So, but I just wonder why that was given. It's called Love Island. It seems to me that the clue was in the... If they hadn't had it, I thought that was what the...
I don't know if it's about making love. I think it's more about being in a bikini and flirting.
What's the difference?
John, I think you should learn the difference, otherwise that could be very awkward.
Yeah, you're absolutely
and, you know...
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to take this bikini off now. I don't know where I put it on. still to come, a man in the lift and some people on the street thinking things. It's Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast, and on Monday's show I'll be saying...
Well, good morning, Judge, how are you today?
Because order, order, I'll be up before the beak. The League Illegal is king of daytime television, only Judge Rinder with me, Paul Ross, on Talk Radio. Better bring legal representation. Your home is at risk if you do not keep up repayments.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, we are Talk Radio. It is the home of reaction. If you wish to react, you can do it. So we do have a special area that we put your reactions in, and occasionally we pull them out of the reaction area to find out what you're reacting to in your reactions. Here's some.
Good God, that's come from a review of A Religion. And Julia Hartley Brewer makes the rocking world go around. That comes from Queen reference.
Thanks very much. You know the streets. You probably, I don't know, I'll take a pun. You may have walked down a street yourself. You may even have stood in one waiting for a taxi cab or similar. You may be standing in a street now. You may be looking out the window into and at a street. You're probably familiar with streets, but the thing that unites them all for me is that sometimes there are people on them, and they are men and they are women, and they're on the streets. But the question, of course, is what do they think? What does the man and woman in the street actually think? Well, we like to find out on this programme, and we do it by going outside and asking the man and the woman what they actually think. Today, we've been out on the streets to find out what they think. Do they think raincoats or tree trunks?
Tree trunks.
Tree trunks.
Raincoats.
Tree trunks.
Raincoats.
Tree trunks.
Tree trunks.
Tree trunks.
Raincoats.
Tree trunks.
Raincoats.
Tree trunks.
Raincoats.
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 Tree trunks.
Tree trunks.
Tree trunks.
Tree trunks.
Raincoats.
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 Tree trunks.
Tree trunks.
Tree trunks.
Raincoats.
Raincoats.
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 And there it is. What the people think out on the streets. Well, that's what they think. They think either raincoats or tree trunks. But the question is, what do you think? Do you think raincoats? What do you think tree trunks? Do be sure to let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
No.
Raincoats or tree trunks.
Correct. It's 2:36. Oh, you know what? The haters gonna hate. And when they do hate, of course, the haters with a Z, they like to hate us over on Talk Radio. Now, during the week, of course, you'd expect, given the climate of the world at the moment and what people are like on the Twitter and the social media, it's all full of the hate. It's a climate of hate. We get bombarded, of course, by troll messages on text and Twitter. Some very personal attacks, others just generic haters. And what we like to do, rather than ignore them, is put them into the hands of a man called Cornelius, Con for short, apparently. And he takes them to the lift here in the Talk Radio building and reads them out loud as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we like to call condescending, and I think he's there in the lift now. Cornelius, are you there? Can you hear me? Cornelius.
Cornelius. Hello, John. I'm here.
Good.
Lift one, the only lift, but on floor three outside. The vending machine that on my first day here I was told was untrustworthy. Right, the lift is here, so let's go in. This is what's on the radio. I don't know what that song is.
No idea.
Right, let me just press down 2 seconds. Okay, and off we go. John, when you say no one else was listening because of the football, I honestly don't believe that the football's made a difference. You never have any listeners anyway. That was a text that we got in yesterday from a stranger. Yes. The sad tragedy of Lonely Lunch Club is when you're inevitably fired, John. You won't be able to ring it and have company whilst you're sat alone at home. This show is so idiotic. Typical. Radio for morons, always turn it off. Thank you for Jerry on Twitter.
Morons?
Thought I'd give John Holmes a try on Talk Radio. Must say, I'm very disappointed. I don't know how that idiot won a BAFTA. Yeah. We all wonder. It's such a juxtaposition to have a lady as intelligent as Julia Hartley Brewer next to an idiot such as John Holmes in the running order. A clear switch-off point at 1 p.m. That's John on a forum.
Thanks, John.
I thought I heard Eamon Holmes was on Talk Radio, so turned it on and it's some guy called John Holmes. How disappointing. That's coming from a Mary on Twitter. The John Holmes show on Talk Radio is the audio equivalent of doing a magic trick where you gently tap a nail into your ear, but it going horribly wrong. Hi there. Hi, how are you?
Awesome.
What's your name?
Simon.
Simon, what do you do here, Simon?
Creative Solutions.
Excellent. So I work on John Holmes' show. Can you just read out a text that we got in, this one here?
This show is so disappointing that now I know how my father felt when I told him I was going to pursue a career as an actor.
Excellent. Thank you, Simon. And finally, can't wait to go to Glastonbury next week and to not have to listen to John Holmes on Talk Radio. That's coming from me. I'm looking forward to that. Back to you, John.
Yeah, thanks very much, Cornelius. That's Cornelius in the lift there with the haters text and tweet. If you're a hater, then why not get involved in condescending. It's It's very much your spiritual home. All you got to do is send us a haters text or tweet to 87222.
It's like message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Any word you like, probably hurtful things though.
Yeah, that's right. Good, thank you. Next on the programme then, we will be testing your brand loyalty with the end of the week quiz. There's still live music to come as we drag a busker in off the street. It's Some Request Friday. You can request speeches and talks for loved ones via the medium of communication. And the big debate at 3 o'clock, all still to come on the programme this afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet and personal trainers in Slack Bottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with adview.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the adview.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with adview.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
Hi there, I'm James Martin. I don't usually do Fridays, but this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Marilyn?
Well, my two eldest are back from uni and I want to do a treat family barbecue. What do you recommend?
Well, everyone does burgers, but how about the ultimate burger? For the relish, put some sugar in a pan, and once it's a caramel colour, add shallots, tomatoes, garlic, sultanas and white wine vinegar. Stir this together and leave it to cool. Cook Asda's extra special burgers, put them on a brioche bun with lettuce and a generous dollop of the relish. Mm. I'm getting hungry now. To try this at home, visit asda.com/JamesMartin for all the details.
Selected stores subject to availability.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends today. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
It's Father's Day this weekend, and there are tons of gifts for dads at B&Q. They've got a two for £30 offer on selected McAllister power tools. That's two great gifts at a great price for a great dad.
Get to B&Q this Father's Day weekend, and let's create more for less. Offer ends 30th of June. Some stores excluded. For single prices, see in store or DIY.com.
Brioche bun burgers with a homemade tomato relish? Yeah, I know you're still lusting after one. But they aren't just for Marilyn. They're for you too, because Asda's extra special British burgers are just £2. You can get all these ingredients at Asda, as well as a full recipe at asda.com/James Martin.
Selected stores subject to availability. 4-pack offer ends 26th of August.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Surrey, the M25 clockwise, severe delays due to an accident just before Junction 6. M1 northbound has a lane closed due to a van fire at Junction 4. Cambridgeshire's M11 southbound has a lane out due to an overturned car at Junction 12. Greater Manchester M60 anti-clockwise, a lane out because of a vehicle fire at Junction 10. And two lanes closed further round due to an accident between 26 and 25. And in South Yorkshire, A1M southbound has a lane closed due to emergency repairs between 38 and 36. I'm Alex Totney.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I mean, it's a question of priorities, Cornelius. Yeah. It's 2:45 then in the afternoon. Some of your reactions are coming in. There's one. Is there another one?
Yeah.
Great. And do you know, it's some request Friday.
Yeah,
it's,
I did. I know it. It's like all, been in my diary for ages, John, well over a year.
It's like all request Friday on Radio 2, except legally we can't call it that. And also, we can't really play music because we're a talk station. So you get to choose requests of talks and speeches that you'd like played for loved ones, maybe for an anniversary, birthday, or maybe it's one that you're you love all, you know all the words, and you like to talk along to it in the shower. Maybe that's your thing. That's fine. Whatever. Let us know. Requested on 87222. That's the
start your message with the word talk.
That's the request line. Hi John, or should I say, this has just come in. Hi John, or should I say bonjour?
Oh, is he in France?
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
Is he in France for the Euros?
This is from Charlotte.
Is she in France?
I don't know. Let's find out. Let's read the rest.
Oh.
Hi, John, or should I say bonjour? Oh. That's right. At this very moment, I am eating a baguette.
Oh.
In England. Would absolutely love it if you could play the Melissa Ramos classic talk, The Answer to Your Health is in Your Poop. For my mum, as she's turning 16 today, and it's her favourite speech. That's from Charlotte, eating a baguette. Of course, Charlotte, it's Friday. It's Some Request Friday. Here it is then. Melissa Ramos's, I think it's a classic TED talk, am I right?
Mm.
I think I am. Melissa Ramos's signature, I suppose. The biggest hit, really.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
For you, Charlotte, this is it. The answer to your health is in your poop.
Many of you may feel that what you're about to hear may be taboo and even a little dirty. My name is Melissa Ramos, nutritionist and acupuncturist. From rabbit poop to pencil thin poop and logs that look like a baby's arm, I think it's crucial to realize the importance of opening up your brown star and having a healthy bowel movement. Why? Because what's in your toilet bowl will give you great insight on what's going on with your health. But here's the thing. People are so scared to talk about it. I mean, ladies, we don't drop the mother load in our man's toilet bowl, do we? No. And fart? Hell no. We whisper in our panties. You see, the problem is that by not talking about it, many digestive issues continue to go unaddressed.
And there it was. You're all right, Connie?
Yeah.
Good. That was especially for Charlotte, who is eating a baguette this afternoon and wants that for her mum. It's her mum's 16th birthday today. And that was Melissa Ramos's classic, The Answer to Your Health is in Your Poop. Now, it's I don't know whether you've listened to this show all week. I don't know how loyal you are to this programme. But it's time now to test the brand loyalty of another listener in the talk radio in the afternoons, end of the week, looking back over the shoulder of the week quiz.
Looking back.
Not just an excuse to play Mike and the Mechanics, but no, an actual quiz testing brand loyalty. Have you listened all week? Have you? Well, here's where we play you three clips of things that have happened over the past 5 days on the programme. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. Let's meet today's contestant. Who's that on the telephone?
Hello? This is Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Ah, yeah, it's me. Hello.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Hi. What do you do? What do you do, Jack?
Recently left my job and hoping to enter politics again.
Woo!
Again.
What, you left politics and then now you're going back to politics?
I was an intern, but now I actually want to go back and, like, get paid, like the intern you have.
Oh, paid intern Cornelius?
Yeah.
What he gets paid is not worth it.
Yeah.
Don't even... Stick to politics, do not work in radio. It's rubbish. where do you live, Jack? Where are you?
Oh, I live in, kind of just south of Bromley.
Oh, okay, so London, right. So you say you were an intern, and then what, you went and got a normal job?
Yeah, a normal job, up in the city in Zone 1.
Right.
And now I'm currently just residing back in Zone 4 in my house, hoping to hear back from an interview today, actually. So.
Oh, how did it go? How did your interview go?
Well, I thought it went really well. I was able to display my technical side very well. Can only hope for the best, really. No comment.
Good find.
That comment.
Jack, when you're not doing whatever the hell you're talking about, have you listened to this programme ever?
Yes, actually. I've heard a few excerpts every so often. but if this is about the just this week, then you may be disappointed by my end result.
Great. I'm glad people who enter this competition, literally, it's a brand loyalty testing quiz, and they all come on. And
haven't heard it.
Just literally heard of the show. They just most people, Jack, just randomly punch numbers into the phone and eventually light on this. They don't even know what they're phoning. They think it's a sex line. And this is because the only advertising we get is when I write our number in phone boxes, just to get some calls. Mm. Just do that for Julia, really.
It could lead to that a bit later.
Yeah. All right. Well, look. What we're going to do, Jack, is we're going to play you three clips of things that have happened on the shows that you haven't heard, and all you have to do is what. Tell us what happened next. It's very simple.
Okay.
So here we go. We're looking back over the shoulder of the week with Jack. Question number one, Jack. We will begin by casting our ears back to Wednesday when our diversity paper reviewer was Zena. Her diversity is black, by the way. She came in to review the papers and instead spent most of her time talking to us about the date she went on to the naked restaurant in London with the paid intern. I know, with the paid intern Cornelius. This is what she said. Zena, thank you for your, tiny paper review, but more a review of Cornelius' penis. So that's fine.
I'm glad you didn't ask me to describe it, because that would have been...
We've got 35 seconds, John, if you'd like to ask Zena to describe.
So, funnily enough, she spent that 35 seconds thinking quite hard, I have to say, about how to describe... Because what had happened was, Jack, they'd been at the naked restaurant, Cornelius had stood up to go to the toilet. Yeah. And, shall we say, little Cornelius had popped out. right in her face. So then she had 35 seconds. She thought long and hard, which is the opposite of
come on.
Of Cornelius. How did she go on to describe Cornelius's penis? Did she say A, pink, B, so big that she was surprised Tim Peake couldn't see it from space, or C, weirdly ovoid?
I'm going to go with C there.
Weirdly ovoid.
I reckon so.
Okay, This is how she described little. After thinking, I mean, really thinking for quite a long time, this is how she described little Cornelius. Don't mind, you're on the radio. Cornelius's penis, go.
Pink.
And that was it. So question number two. It was Tuesday. We were talking about our big story, and it was like this. There's a new rule. Angry parents have slammed a Killjoy council for banning balloons. Right, this is Worcester Council, who said they banned balloons. Most parents disagreed with the banning of balloons. I myself, however, warned of a danger of balloons. What was the danger, Jack? Was it A, if left unchecked, a helium balloon tied to a child's wrist may inadvertently lift up their arm, making a teacher in their school think they have a question or want to go to the toilet? Did I warn that B, the Hindenburg disaster, was just a children's party that got out of hand? Or C, did I say that balloons are especially vicious when made into animals?
Well, they're all really good jokes, but I'm going to go with B.
B? The Hindenburg disaster was... okay, fine, let's find out what I said. This is the problem, Scott, isn't it, though, you see? Because balloons, not necessarily dangerous on their own, but turn them into an animal. Vicious. There, you were wrong again. I know.
I was.
Okay, final chance to redeem yourself, Jack. Final question. Question number three. Finally, yesterday, we saw the return to the show for our work experience punditry. Our work experience is reviewing things. It was the return of half geek, half radio voice, Rue. What geeky, gadgety stuff do you have?
Well, quite interesting. Well, I don't know, actually, if interesting is the word. But the Phoenix Smart Toothbrush will film inside your mouth.
Right. Fascinating. But what... tell me which of these new technologies Rue also told us about. Did he tell us about A, a sort of a beacon that alerts parents as to when their children are getting obese? Or was it B, a beacon that alerts UEFA when a piece of patio furniture gets thrown across a plaza in France? Or is it C, a beacon that alerts train passengers as to the presence of a pregnant lady?
Ooh.
Which of those do you think is the real beacon?
I think it's going to be B, because that's highly contextual of the week as well.
Patio furniture thrown across a plaza. Let's find out.
Well, beacons are making it easier for people in Korea to know when there's a pregnant lady on the train with them, so that they can stand up and offer their seat, rather than having the awkward, is she just
fat?
Large.
Yeah.
Okay. Conversation.
Yes.
I was so wrong.
Well, hang on, because, you know, we're going to go over to check the scores, of course. And, Jack, to do that, we're going to have to just check the system. But just stay on the line while we check. Cornelius, can you check the system just to see so we can work out what Jack's score was? Just bear with us, Jack.
I'm bearing.
Yeah.
Just.
It's quite a slow system, Jack. just bear. Bear with.
It's quite a slow system. It's
quite a slow system.
I can help if you want.
No, you wait there. Absolutely fine. The thing is, if you help, it invalidates your score. It's only the system that can give us the true score. What's the anyway, typing? Yeah. Checking.
That's a lot of typing there.
Yeah. Well, it's a big system.
So, yeah, it's complicated.
Yeah, there.
It's ready, John.
Oh, excellent news. Right, Cornelius. How many points in the brand loyalty end of the week, looking back over the shoulder of the week quiz, did Jack score?
John.
Yes.
I can reveal that Jack scored.
Yes.
No points!
No points!
No points!
He's got no points! He's got no points! He's got no points! Jack, you've got no points!
Talk to the wrist, because the elbow doesn't have a point.
We'll rip off.
You've got no congratulations, Jack. Well done on you absolutely not listening to this show, whatever, whenever, or however.
You should listen to the podcast.
Yes, why not download the, fill the gaps in your knowledge, Jack, with our podcast. The new podcast available from today on iTunes or talkradio.co.uk. Subscribe, Jack.
Thank you, yeah. I actually made you that one. This was highly entertaining.
Great, thank you. That's Jack. He's never even heard the show before, as far as I know. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I have no idea. Never wanted. Say goodbye. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons, and we'll do the big debate next. Hello, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on an 8x4 sheet of 100mm extra therm pitch roof insulation for only $26.49, excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
With Citroën Simply Drive, you can get a brand new Citroën with 3 years insurance, servicing, car tax, warranty and breakdown cover for one monthly payment. It's so simple, we wouldn't want you to get bored. So, I'll do the legal blurb in the style of a pirate in touch with his feminine side.
Terms, conditions and excess mileage charges apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited, Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën Simply Drive. As simple as it sounds.
Citroën. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the PM and Corbyn are in a united front after the MP Joe Cox's death. An Auschwitz guard is jailed and Russia's set to find out the Rio doping decision.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister, Labour leader and Commons Speaker have laid flowers in Birstall, the West Yorkshire town where MP Joe Cox was killed yesterday. David Cameron told reporters the country is rightly shocked after the mother of two's death, while Jeremy Corbyn says MPs will pay their respects formally next week.
Parliament will be recalled on Monday so that we can pay due tribute to her on behalf of everybody in this country who values democracy, values the right of free speech and values the right of political expression free from the kind of brutality that Joe suffered.
Speaker John Bercow said it was important to put aside politics to pay tribute.
From my vantage point, I got to see her, I got to hear her, I knew of her passion, I knew of her commitment, I knew of her ability and I knew of her quite extraordinary hard work, and we've come together in grief, in admiration and in respect.
A 52-year-old man is in police custody after she was shot and stabbed. Labour MP Ben Bradshaw says a man's been arrested after his office received a death threat. The member for Exeter says the man was held yesterday. A 94-year-old former German SS guard has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for his role at concentration camp in Auschwitz. Reinhold Hanning was convicted of being an accessory to the deaths of 170,000 people. Safety concerns have been raised at a mine in East Cleveland, where a worker has died in a gas blowout. The area's MP, Tom Blenkinsop, says he wants to meet its owners to ensure that recent redundancies aren't partly to blame. In around an hour, Russia is due to find out whether it will be banned from this summer's Rio Olympics. It's being punished for various doping scandals. David Spencer has more for Talk Radio.
Back in November, a World Anti-Doping Agency commission found evidence of state-sponsored doping in Russia, saying London 2012 had been sabotaged by the cheating. Since then, Russia's been on a bit of a charm offensive, trying to convince the IAAF it's addressing the issue. The country and its athletes will now find out if they've done enough or if they'll be banned from the biggest event of them all.
And an elephant has survived being shot in the skull by poachers in Zimbabwe. The male, nicknamed Pretty Boy, is thought to have had a gunshot wound for several weeks before being rescued.
Oh, that's lovely. Good. It's 3 minutes past 3 o'clock. Oh, you've got the weather. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry in the northwest, but persistent rain will continue to affect eastern Scotland and northeast England through the day. That was 3:30. Which is, hopefully I'll remember this time.
Okay.
Meanwhile, much of England and Wales will see a mix of sunny spells and further heavy, often thundery downpours with highs of 20 degrees.
Great, thanks for JJ.
That's not my name. You cannot call me that. That is inappropriate.
Ben's got the sport live from a busy doctor's waiting room.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Roy Hodgson admits he's not yet worked out his starting 11 for England's final Euro 2016 group game. Substitutes Jamie Vardy and Daniel Sturridge have given the England boss plenty to think about after both scoring in the comeback win over Wales. England will be guaranteed to finish top of Group B if they beat Slovakia on Monday.
Now we've got players who've played two matches in the space of a short period of time, and there's a lot of guys trying to get the ball to get their chance. So that headache was always going to exist.
On to today's action then, and the Republic of Ireland will be keeping a close eye on Italy's game against Sweden. That's goalless at half-time. Later this afternoon, the Czech Republic take on Croatia. And tonight, defending champion Spain plays Turkey. Scottish Premiership champion Celtic will begin their title defence at Hearts next season. Rangers, back in the top flight after a four-year absence, will begin at home to Hamilton Academical. The first Old Firm derby of the campaign takes place over the weekend of the 10th and 11th of September at Celtic Park. The season gets underway on the 6th of August. Finally, tennis. Andy Murray's in the first set of his second All-British Clash of the Week at the Queen's Club Championships. He's playing Kyle Edmund in the quarterfinals. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much. That's Ben with the sport live from a very busy doctor's office this afternoon. It's Talk Radio. Big debate on the way.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, I like that jingle. I'm going to play it again.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Okay, 3 minutes, no, 6 minutes past 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can get in touch with the show by texting. You can use text. We're on text. We're on email. We're on Twitter. We're on Lurker. We're also on InstaWhip. And you can get in touch using ancient Roman bronze tablet. Now, all you need to do, if you'd like to use that, is smelt some bronze. Gold will also work. Shape the molten metal into a rough tablet shape, for example, similar to those excavated from the Second Temple period in Jerusalem. Crudely engrave your message, then your request or your dedication, into the surface of that metal, which of course can be easily more stored and manipulated than cumbersome rock. Then simply text the whole thing to 87222 Talk Radio, the radio, London. Do remember that messages inscribed on ancient bronze tablets will be charged at normal semi-permanent Roman historical artifact rates. Always ask the permission of your emperor or commander of your garrison.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
It's time then for this afternoon's big debate. Right, 7 minutes past 3 o'clock, and the big debate today, if you listen to the radio, of course, the big story is this. The Communist Party of India, headed by the Chief Minister Pinari Vijayan, has been asked to avoid public functions now that have been organised by private individuals. Now, this is a code of conduct, of course, that's come in to India, and it was announced in the Minister's press conference at the weekend. Ministers should be marking out their tours and programmes in consultation with the District Committee and State Centre. Only ministers concerned with them specifically should be allowed to attend public functions. Now, listening to the first syllable of the word function there is David in Bolton. He's on the telephone. Good afternoon, David.
Hello there. I've been following this story about Pinyanian, the Vijayan.
Yes.
And I think you want to talk to me about fun.
Well, that's it. As I say, the word function there, I mean, I mean, you texted in a livid fashion, and because of that first syllable. And, I mean, what's your problem? Is fun still relevant in 2016 then, or not?
No, I don't think it is. I mean, I hear a lot of people talking about fun this, fun that. Yeah. Welcome to the fun house. Let's have some fun this weekend. Ant and Dec, you know, they have fun on their programmes. Mm. There's a lot of very serious things in the world. Why do we want to have fun all the time? It's silly. It's frivolous.
Frivolous. Well, Chris is on the other line listening to that. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, John. I mean,
you're listening to what David's saying there. I mean, he's saying that fun's not relevant anymore. It's too frivolous. We don't want fun houses. We don't want fun. We don't want Ant and Dec.
No, fun's been with us throughout history. I mean, in the 80s, the girls just wanted to have fun. Cyndi Lauper documented that quite well.
Yes.
Even in the Black Plague, you know, a tough time for the nation, they managed to write a song showing how much fun they're having with Ring a Ring of Roses. There was even a dance. So fun is something we've done throughout time, and we should continue to have fun.
Well, that's a strong argument, David, isn't it? I mean, if we can have fun during the Black Plague, surely we can have fun today.
No, not really. And you draw the Cyndi Lauper business. Girls just want to have fun. Not in my experience. They want to have someone who's financially solvent, who's got a job, and in my case, a world of leather sofa. No, they don't want fun. A lot of women, I thought they wanted fun, and they blooming well didn't want fun. They wanted anything but fun. That's one I went out with.
Would you be against anyone having fun? I mean, David, because you know you are tarring everyone with the same fun brush here, aren't you? I mean, this is not a million miles away from what Nazi Belgium did.
Absolutely. Are you talking to me or the funster on the other end?
Well, let's ask you first, then we'll go to the funster.
Right. Okay. Well,
you're saying it's a blanket fun ban, and you know that's some would say.
No. I'm referring to fun in the conventional sense.
Yeah.
Very often, I like to have a breakaway bar, you know, with a cup of tea. That's fun enough for me.
Yes.
I read a book. I might have a cup of tea before bed, and I have a breakaway bar. It's small. It's a limited amount of calories, and it's got a little bit of chocolate. But quite frankly, that's all the fun I require. And well, occasionally, I watch University Challenge.
Well, Chris, you're listening to that, and. So David's saying he doesn't want fun, but he's got a breakaway bar.
A breakaway bar.
I think that breakaway is a great example. Why couldn't he just say a chocolate-covered biscuit? Right, by using a brand, he's showing he likes fun. He's supporting a thing which breakaway sense relaxation. You know, he's getting a breakaway from the strife of daily life. What he's having is a fun bar, and he needs to acknowledge that fact.
You say that. I don't like the brightly coloured yellow... cover that it comes in, or the jolly writing. I tend to cover it up with, I don't know, some brown paper or a bit of foil, so I don't have to look at that. I enjoy it, and if there were less chocolate on it, so much the better. I think that we're bombarded with fun.
Fewer. I mean, that's... yes. Is that the answer, then? If someone's having fun, and this is your argument, David... is someone having fun? Then we should cover that fun up with foil or brown paper, as you say. Is that the answer? So we don't stop fun; we just simply cover it with foil or brown paper.
Yes.
Is that Chris? Would you accept that? Because we're not stopping the fun, are we? But what we're doing is we're disguising the fun and covering up the fun for people who don't want to have to see the fun, not to be able to see it. Just as David was doing with his breakaway bar.
But I think he's just delaying the fun. He's just hoarding the fun for himself, which is even worse than sharing the fun.
Yes, but if the fun is still going on. I mean, for instance, you know, from the outside, a bouncy castle looks fun, doesn't it? A bouncy castle. I think we can all agree on that. But what if it gave the impression of fun, but inside people were just sitting solemnly rather than bouncing in the castle? I mean, Chris, come back on that point.
Well, I think there's something for everybody. I mean, there should be a range of bouncy castles. So people who want to have extreme amounts of fun, they should have a bouncy castle for them. But the ones who want to have a quiet time but still enjoy their fun can have a quiet one, maybe with blankets and, you know, not as much air pressure.
I think the word... Can I come in now?
Yes, please. Right. Please do, David, yes.
No, I think that this word fun is bandied around too much. I mean, there's nothing fun about a bouncy castle. We used to have one near us at Blackburn Way. And there was a fellow who ran this thing. Now, he wasn't fun.
No.
He had tattoos and he had nicotine on his fingers.
That's not fun.
And he smelt and, he was, I'm not going to say travelling folk, but you know what I mean. And he
be careful with that. I mean, you can't...
Yeah, and it is... Travelling man. Would put up his bouncy castle and then he'd... it up and go off, like they do. And then he'd put it up somewhere else with his tattoos and it'd be like, oh, you give me five, you give me two, and, he'd rush to get on, give me five, you give me three back. And I just used to sit on it in absolute disgust.
What do you make of... people?
They're old.
What do you make of this plan? And you'll have seen this, of course. This was at the last election. This was part of, I think it was Labour's manifesto, that all castles would be rendered bouncy. Now, they're talking about the bouncification of ruins here. And it was a contentious issue at the time, of course. Chris, I'm supposing, as you're for fun, you're happy with that. You're saying, right, OK, the nation's heritage, the castles, yes, render them bouncy.
I think we need to. I think that it's where we want to head, but I think we should pilot it first of all. Find some castles across the country. Maybe Warwick, maybe Leeds. Let's try those out first of all.
Leeds Castle. Be clear. Let's be clear. Is that Leeds Castle in Leeds or the Leeds Castle that's in Kent? Confusingly,
In Kent, confusingly.
Yes, right. Okay, so it's Leeds Castle, David, and it's Warwick, you say. I think we'll probably also say Kenilworth as well, because that's close to Warwick. These are castles that the Labour have said that if elected, they will make bouncy.
Yeah, no, absolutely ridiculous. Whether it's Leeds Castle in Kent or Kent Castle in Leeds, confuciously, it's not. It's, I mean, can you imagine the Queen, our regal head of state, you know, bouncing around an inflatable Buckingham Palace with all her crown coming off and a beautiful regal face going all red and sweaty.
Well, hang on a minute.
And a travelling man collecting her money with tattoos. Absolutely disgusted beneath the dignity of her regal office.
You said let's imagine that. So
yeah, the Queen bouncing. Yeah, bouncing.
Well, let's do David, you brought it up. Let's do exactly that. Just take a moment now, all of us. Let's imagine the Queen bouncing. Sweaty face.
Sweaty face, all red.
Let's just imagine it.
Let's quietly
imagine it. Just all now.
Yeah, that's quite. Bouncing. Bouncing.
Bouncing.
Bouncing. Bouncing.
Bounce.
Yeah, I've got that.
Okay.
Have
you got that now, Chris?
Yeah, I was just picturing the shoes lined up.
Yes.
The people going on the bounce.
Yeah, that's
castle.
It. The shoes. Yeah, I had that as well. She's lined the shoes on.
What do you make of these campaigners? Final point, really, of these campaigners, that you've heard of them, the nun not fun people. They want to put nuns everywhere that fun is and replace fun with nuns. I mean, Chris, not something you'd like to see, I imagine.
Wimples are never a sign of a good time.
No.
You
were talking about the folk. The nun fair. I mean, not fun fair, nun fairs. This is travelling. This is tattoos. People going around the country just bolting nuns.
I wouldn't like to see that. And think of madness. Welcome to the House of Nun. You wouldn't be having much luck with prophylactics there, would you? You know, that's what the song means. That's what it's about. She's all bouncing up and down, all red face, and her crown's come off. It's quite an amusing there.
See, amusing, David, now you're having fun. You see?
Oh, all right. All right.
You see, and all it took was the image
of the Queen,
naked as the day she were born, bouncing.
Yeah, that's it.
On a castle. I know. A royal shoes, a court shoes lined up by the side.
Lined up. Going to forward roll. In my mind's eye, you know. Going to forward roll on a bouncy castle.
And there, we must leave the debate as to whether or not fun is still relevant in 2016. Can we sum the debate up in one word? Chris, sum that debate up in one word for me, please.
Balloons.
And same to you, David.
Boing!
Queen. Bounce. Travelling man taking the money. And there we must leave that debate. If you've got an opinion as to whether fun is relevant in 2016, do let us know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 Sweatbox Service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends today. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 780 by 980mm Axis 90 centre pivot roof window for only £99, excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Greater Manchester M60 anti-clockwise has a lane out due to a fire at junction 10. Also further round between 26 and 25, got two lanes closed due to an accident. South Yorkshire's A1M southbound has queues due to emergency repairs between junction 38 and 36. Staffordshire's M6 northbound has a lane out due to an accident between 15 and 16. Surrey M25 clockwise has severe delays and queuing traffic due to an accident just before junction 6. I'm Alex Topney.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, it's just coming up to a time here on Talk Radio and elsewhere. I haven't checked. A lot of your reactions coming in about the fun debate. David, we heard David in Bolton, they're very against the notion of fun, right until the end when he imagined the nude monarch bouncing on an inflatable Buckingham Palace. And Chris, very much for the notion of fun. But what do you think? Do you think fun is outdated? Is it still relevant to 2016? What's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. Jane in Kent confusingly says, fundamentalists are coming over here and taking our joy. Yeah. I hate it. Yeah. And Princess Michael of Kent confusingly says, well, it's not not a surprise. Children are being, you know, it's in the cartoons that you have fun sponge square pants.
Yes. John, of course, is they, it's just going to say, so remember they outlawed fun in Sweden. Back a couple of years ago, it was trials in Sweden, they outlawed fun. And as a result, though, it's a much happier place. I just come in. Here it is. Oh, God, John. I mean, you know, three words, John, if we remove fun. Pat Sharp's Death House. The news is quite complicated, isn't
it? Can't get my head around it.
All right, good. Let's explain it for you then. Because here on the radio in the afternoon, we like to take the news and distill it down to its original form. And when you do that, of course, when you peel all the layers of news away, what you end up with is just a puddle of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. Here's the news explained in haikus.
The Pope strokes tiger. For once, appropriate touch. Ing at Vatican.
The news in haikus. Right, let's talk sports commentary. Ray Wilkins. For it is he. Okay, now, so you've heard of Ray Wilkins, right, I imagine. Oh, by the way, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Ray Wilkins is a noted broadcaster, of course. I think he's done stuff for Sky News. He works for our sister station, Talk Sport. And I think I'm right in saying that he was some kind of footballer. I mean, I am no expert. Clearly, I would have to defer to someone who knows about football to tell me that, like Cornelius. Except Cornelius has just left the room. Cornelius! Yeah. Ray Wilkins, footballer, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. West Ham, I'm guessing?
When?
Just from his accent. Let's have a look.
I mean, he was England at one point as well, wasn't he?
Was he? I don't know, I'm not really good on football.
I thought you knew about football.
Oh, wait, yeah, from what I remember, he's an English former footballer. Since his playing career has ended, he's worked as a television pundit.
Yeah, I've said all that.
And as a football coach. QPR, Fulham, Chelsea and Jordan.
Right, anyway, so Ray Wilkins is a commentator on Talk Sport. And he was commentating the other day on Talk Sport on one of the football matches that are currently going on in the Europeans.
Yes.
And, well, we've got a clip of the audio. We've got a clip of the audio.
Why?
Well, I shall tell you for why. It's because he... Well, he might have been ill.
Ill?
I think so. He sort of... well, okay, well, let me put it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it like this.
Oh. Is that ill?
Let me go further and put it... Wait a minute. Like, talk amongst yourself for a moment. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm just looking for something. Ah, right, okay, I got it.
Bye.
Yeah. Right, okay, so let me put it... Right, Ray Wilkins, broadcasting to the nation. Right? Broadcasting to the nation. Let me put it like this.
Oh, you mean ill as in short for Alan Brazil.
Correct. Anyway, look, so basically he was commentating on a football match, right?
Mm.
And it wasn't going so well. So I think we've got a clip of Ray Wilkins commentating for TalkSport the other day.
They're staying around 10 kilometres away from Shanty. I mean... We'll find out if it's worked. They might be so relaxed they get absolutely done over by Switzerland this afternoon. But that's his policy. That's what he's decided to do. Keep the players relaxed and not have them panicking just because they've lost the first game.
Yeah. Adrian, I've got to say, I'm going to butt in there before Nigel comes in. In that they will be so comfortable with that, you know, they're as fit as fleas. There's no real need to pummel these guys with training sessions. They need to be relaxed. They need to go into a game feeling extremely relaxed. They were very, very unfortunate against the French in the first game. They may well turn it on tonight.
They may do.
Yeah, so... So, Ray Wilkins, I mean, a little bit, let's say, refreshed.
Mm.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I thought there was a ban of that stuff over there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, and then what happened was they decided to take him off.
Take him off there.
Just give him a little rest.
Yeah, yeah, little that's rest. What you need when you're ill.
Have a little rest, Ray. like that. And that's when this happened.
Kickoff just moments away.
It looks magnificent, Nige, doesn't it? Look at the setting, the stadiums have been absolutely fantastic. The playing services are wonderful. We should get a good game of football this evening. I've got to say, I'm looking forward to this one.
Well, it's Switzerland who get us underway, attacking left to right then.
One of the new rules, of course, Nige, you can pass wherever you wish to pass from a kickoff.
Yep.
You know that, a lot of people will be sitting at home and thinking, hang on a second, you didn't pass that forward. But that's a new regulation. Back we can go and back we can play.
Rat on the left hand side with a throw in then is going to take this throw in on the left hand side. The ball's played forward to the edge of the penalty area and now they move forward up towards the halfway line.
So Romania attacking right to left now, coming forward on the right hand side. It's we do have a technical issue, by the way, with Ray's microphone away on our left hand side here. So we'll hopefully get that sorted very shortly indeed.
The technical issue was them prizing the microphone out of Ray Wilkins' hands and bundling him out of the studio. Anyway, I just thought we'd play that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because, you know, in the spirit of football.
Yeah.
Or something. Right, in the next half an hour, it's just like you in the pub yesterday when you were commentating.
Yeah.
Very similar. So, you know, you did it too. In the next half an hour then, things, not only things, one of those things will be a thought for the day for Satan. It's because a day late, because he was busy yesterday, the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley will be here, all the way from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He's got a thought for the day for Satan. But ahead of that, at 3:30, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister, Labour leader and Commons Speaker have united to lay flowers in Birstall, the West Yorkshire town where MP Joe Cox was killed yesterday. Jeremy Corbyn says Parliament will be recalled on Monday to allow MPs to pay tribute to the mother of two. David Cameron has pleaded for people to be tolerant.
And if we truly want to honour Joe, then what we should do is recognise that her values, service, community, tolerance, the values she lived by and worked by, those are the values that we need to redouble in our national life in the months and in the years to come.
In the last couple of minutes, Suffolk police have said a man wanted in connection with the murder of a pensioner and his wife has been arrested in Luxembourg. 75-year-old Peter Stewart died after being stabbed, while his wife Sylvia has not been found. A former German Auschwitz guard has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. 94-year-old Reinhold Hanning has been found guilty of being an accessory to the deaths of 170,000 people at the Nazi concentration camp. Police are warning people planning on going to London's Pride Festival to be alert after the Orlando massacre at a gay club. The Met Commissioner says the threat level hasn't risen since the attack killed 49 people, but people should be cautious at the event next week. It's understood Russian track and field athletes will be banned from taking part in this year's Rio Olympics. They've been suspended after the World Anti-Doping Agency revealed widespread state-sponsored doping. The decision is expected in around half an hour. And Love Island presenter Caroline Flack has criticised the decision to strip Miss Great Britain of her title after she had sex on the TV show. Zara Holland was filmed getting intimate with fellow housemate Alex Bowen on Wednesday. The TV host compared it to living in the Dark Ages after the organisation said it can't promote the 20-year-old as a positive role model.
Well, again, we'd mentioned this earlier, but yes, it's called Love Island, right? And when, I mean, I don't watch it and I've never seen it.
Okay.
Right. So how, what got shown on this Love Island programme? I mean, was it, I mean, it wouldn't have been,
I don't think it was like porn, John, because that wouldn't be allowed, would it?
Well, that's my point. So what,
I think it's more the morals behind the decision to have sex on television.
Okay.
Can I do the weather now?
Yeah.
The weather, showers easing in the south. Rain in some eastern parts tonight with lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow, most of the UK will be dry with some sunny spells, but patchy rain will affect the far east of England. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria, for clearing everything up. It's 3:33, and the next half an hour, things will probably happen. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. It's Talk Radio. Nick's just texted in saying, that was an excellent clip of Ray Wilkins there, somewhat tired and emotional. That is exactly what
yeah,
he was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nick, you're absolutely right. Tired and emotional. And it happens to us all. And I would not be one to criticise.
And I've just got an email.
I was not the one to criticise.
I've just got an email from the boss of TalkSport, which isn't as frivolous.
Interesting. Next, well, some of your reactions coming in.
Oh, John, yeah. I cannot begin. I almost cannot even begin.
I think you should begin.
To describe. No, John, I almost refuse to begin.
Do begin.
To talk about the reactions that are coming in.
Have you found them now?
Yeah. So what if someone did something absolutely awful earlier this morning? It was a different time back then. And boats, that's no sort of... Boats that have no sort of docking platform. I've gone a bit Ray Wilkins. I'm sorry, I just can't get on board with that.
It's a shame about Ray.
I'm worried about Ray.
I'm not. It's fine. So the High Priest Vexander Crowley. Now, you may well be aware that many radio stations, broadcast outlets, if you will, all give you a moment. They let you take a spiritual look inside yourself, don't they? They do it on Radio 4 with the thought for the day. They do it on Radio 2 with a pause for thought. And it's where somebody who believes very passionately in a deity of some kind, they have a faith, they have a belief, comes into the studio and chats idly with the presenter, but then launches into an anecdote from their lives that they tenuously link to whatever deity it is that they believe in. We're no different, except that we cater for a market hitherto uncatered for. For over on the other stations, yes, they will have Christians. Yes, they will have Jews. Yes, they will have people from the Islamic faith. They will have the imams. They will have the rabbis. They will have the priests and the vicars, all talking about what it is that they believe in. We, as I say, are no different, except the market we cater to are those who believe in the devil. Which is why we welcome back the High Priest, Vexander Crowley. He's from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, with his thought for the day for Satanists. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, I recently had to pop along to my doctor. I'd managed to put my back out, trying to haul a live goat from the back of the espas through the woods and into the clearing that we use for our weekly animal sacrifice. Such a bother. In the confusion, the animal had ended up escaping and running up the street, scratching cars with its horns, causing many thousands of pounds worth of damage in the process, and finally defecating onto the bonnet of a 2015 Audi A4, all of which the whole Satanist group were so impressed with that they saw it as a sign from below and decided to let the creature go. Keen to go through the motions, however, one of our number nipped off to a Sainsbury's local to buy an already dead supermarket-owned brand cooked chicken. But I called it an early night due to the considerable pain and lack of flexibility I was currently experiencing in my lower spine. I certainly wouldn't have been any use at the post-ritual orgy. Anyway, both run-of-the-mill painkillers and the cocktail of illegal pharmaceuticals, which I keep in our skirting board at home, weren't doing the trick, which is why I found myself in a doctor's surgery. The doctor said that I had injured myself because I'd failed to stretch prior to the physical exertion, and it was then that I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For, in the same way that I should have prepared for the physical exertion I was about to undertake, so the ungodly beast of the hell pit wants us to perform not just the enormous acts of disgusting and sorrowful behaviour, but minor, warm-up acts of callous, petty, and spiteful behaviour too. And while I managed to injure myself due to my failure to prepare accordingly, the most evil one's ability to continue to inspire foul deeds, of all shapes and sizes, knows no bounds. And that is why, inspired by this, I decided to tie the doctor to his chair with his stethoscope and raid his cupboard, taking all manner of prescription drugs with little or no regard to the consequences. All I know is I had far too much Tixilix and a good couple of sachets of Calpol over the recommendation. And, as a result, when I awoke next morning in bed with my wife, the still trussed-up GP, and a pair of rubber gloves, I could not for the life of me remember how I'd got there. And I couldn't remember how the goat had got there, either. And that should give us all something to think about.
Well, the High Priest, Vexander Crowley, there with his thought for the day for Satanists. Next on the programme here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's Friday, so we will bring you live music. Cornelius has been out tasked with getting a busker from the streets, a busker, as we do every Friday. We go out on the streets on a Friday and we bring in a musician from the streets in here to perform live for us. Regular listeners will know this. Two songs.
He hasn't turned up, has he? You know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're just making a big deal of it.
Yep.
So I did find a busker. I asked him to be here, and he has not been here. He is not here. There's not much more I can say.
It's all right, though. We've got 20 minutes. But
to fill of radio.
Yes, without any planning.
That's fine.
But it's all right, because there will be a busker. Oh, there will be. Just you wait and see. It's Talk Radio. Live music coming. Live music coming next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Buy Michelin Cross Climate Tyres at blackcircles.com to help you cope with whatever the British weather throws at you.
I bought 4 Michelin Cross Climate Tyres and got 2 years free tyre roadside assistance for extra peace of mind.
Great value, and earn Tesco Club card points on Michelin Cross Climate Tyres for all year round motoring. BlackCircles.com. With over 2,000 fitting centres across the UK, just visit BlackCircles.com to click, fit, and save.
See you later, love. Enjoy the game.
Will do.
Right, my time. Sport time. What's it going to be then? Riders, drivers, strikers, fast markets. Excellent. Are they going to score? 6-1. Dig fast. Bet fast.
Feel the excitement with 10bet. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
5-0 as a deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know Screwfix.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if a million fans register, someone could win €1 million. Sign up now at amillionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need a million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit amillionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends today. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo, £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
OK, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up 3 red sweets so they go pop. Got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio traffic and travel.
Greater Manchester M60 anti-clockwise has a lane out due to a fire at junction 10. Also further round between 26 and 25, we've got 2 lanes closed due to an accident. South Yorkshire's A1M southbound has queues due to emergency repairs between junction 38 and 36. Staffordshire's M6 northbound has a lane out due to an accident between 15 and 16. Surrey M25 clockwise has severe delays and queuing traffic due to an accident just before junction 6. I'm Alex Topney.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'll be honest, you caught me eating a crisp.
What?
You've caught me eating a crisp.
I'm kind You're still eating crisps.
I'm the Ray Wilkins of Talk Radio, but...
A food version.
But a food version rather than the pop.
It's very weird. I didn't think TalkSport would do that.
What?
Well, I thought the standard was just fine for, to do that on TalkSport.
What, just drink?
Look at breakfast.
Yeah, fair point. Alan. Anyway, crisp. Right, okay. So, it's right, when we do this show, we'll edit this bit out.
Of course we'll edit this out.
I mean, it's a bit ludicrous to leave this in.
Yeah.
Shall I pick it up now?
Yeah, so what we'll do is if we take it from... I'll just...
edit
from
point.
Now. So, yeah,
edit point.
We've just come out of an ad break, yeah. And then we'll go into the content.
Okay, so edit point.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's 4:15. And now... live music Friday. If you're a regular listener to the programme, you will know that on a Friday we bring you a busker that we have literally dragged in from the streets. Live music Friday, we call it. We talk to them, we film it, we have a song, a cover version of their work. And today...
No one.
There's no one. And the reason for that is...
The guy hasn't turned up.
The guy hasn't turned up.
No.
Despite the instruction to...
To turn up.
Turn up. And be in contact with the show and turn up. And then be on the... And to turn up.
Yeah.
But there is no busker. And the fault... Now, if something goes wrong... Let me explain about the radio. If something goes wrong on the radio, it's always, without fail, the fault of the producer. The presenter, very much innocent in any of this.
Wait!
that voice, that northern voice you hear, is the voice of today's producer, which is Asprod Cass.
This is not my fault.
Who is through the glass. Well, no, you see, overall, Cass, as you know...
Sorry?
No. Overall, you have responsibility for the show, am I right? I mean, who has to go to all the... When I say a bad thing, who has to go to the meeting and deal with it? Not me, is it?
No. That's not the point.
So when something goes wrong on the show, when something fails, right? It's ultimately your fault.
No. Con is an idiot.
No, that's not.
I gave him strict instructions. I cannot produce your show and go out and find a busker.
No, you literally didn't need the end of that sentence. But we need live music, Cass. So what happens is you've got to step A into the breach, and B into this part of the studio. Come out from behind the glass and step into the wonderland that is in here.
Why?
You will see. Cass is through the glass, and she's having to come in here now.
Fortunately, I've filled the airlock just between the two doors with dry ice. Give it a bit of a stars in your eyes.
Oh, that's not...
Ow!
just hit one in the face.
It's fine, it's on record.
Now, Cass is, as you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, she's the show's little ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
I hurt you.
We do need live music. So the good news is, Cass, that because you're ultimately responsible for the failure of that live music, you're the live music!
You can look at me with your little excited face as much as you want.
Face. So what's going to happen, right, is tonight... You say this. Tonight, John. I'm going to be... Bon Jovi.
Oh, shut up!
Yes.
You only picked this one because of my northern accent.
Well, the world wants to hear Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer, a busker staple, rendered in gobby northern. And because of the failure of the busker not turning up, which is ultimately your fault because you're the producer,
you have to step
into the breach and be today's live music. So, sorry, I've got a backing track. We are going to play the backing. Chloe's got the backing track. She's going to play it. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
Bon Jovi.
Jervy.
I got lyrics for.
Oh, lovely! Look at that. It's almost as if
you waved your arms trying to get them.
Yeah.
Jervy. Right. Okay. Here we go. Live music. I've got to do a little interview first, like we do with the buskers. How long have you been busking?
Shut up.
Okay. Here's Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. In Northern.
Yes.
Quite a long intro, Cass.
Oh, well, hopefully it'll go all the way to the top.
Give you a chance to get into character. You're
going
to be counted in. Here we go.
You're
going to
be counted in.
Oh, you've got Chloe involved. Good. Strong.
We all know where it comes in. Come on, look.
When it's about time. Not so long ago.
Tommy used to work...
It's not often. Now,
go.
Tommy used to work on the docks.
They're doing Northern.
Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough. So tough. Gina worked at the diner all day. Working for her man. She brings home her pay for love. For love. She says we've got to hold on for what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've got each other, and that's a lot. John Snow. We'll give it a shot. Whoa, halfway there. Whoa, living on a prayer. Take my hand. Oh, shut up. What? Nobody wants to listen to this. Oh. No. Tommy's got his six string in hock. Now he's
hooked. Oh, he got his six string in
hock. Now he's... Yeah. Look at him. Chloe's singing at me. It's tough. So tough. Gina dreams of running away.
Very good, away.
When she cries in the night,
Tommy whispers, baby,
it's okay.
Someday.
We've got to hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've got each other, and that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot. Oh! I swear, oh, living on a prayer.
Living on a prayer.
You're such a dad rocker.
I am, yes. Okay, that's quite enough of that. That's absolutely
Thank
appalling.
God.
Right, so that was live music. Frank, live.
Yay, yes.
I'll be speaking to the bosses about this right now.
Well, it's your fault. I mean, you're the...
No.
It's you're the producer.
He's an incompetent imbecile. He's only here...
Here.
Because you need somebody to be an idiot. And it's backfired on me. So, actually, ultimately, it's your fault.
Can't fault your logic. Right. That's live busking. On a Friday afternoon with Asprodcast, who normally resides through the glass. Great. Yasmin Khan's on from 4 o'clock. She'll be in to talk to us about her show in a minute. Before that, though, it's Some Request Friday. And this has come in here. Let's explain Some Request Friday in case you just tuned in thinking, what the hell is this rubbish?
What?
Some Request Friday works like this. It's like Radio 2's All Request Friday, except on Radio 2... They do it with music, don't they? You can request a speech or a dedication. And they'll play a music song for you, a music song. But not here, because it's talk radio, and we've just had quite enough music song. Thank you very much. So instead, you can request speeches or talks for the purposes of request and or dedication. And this has come in from Jessica. Jessica, yes.
Jessica on Twitter.
Okay. That says this. John, I'd really like to hear, as a speech for Some Request Friday, Lorraine Hegarty, the then head of BBC Children's Television, at the start of Blue Peter, explaining that Richard Bacon would no longer be presenting on the show after he took cocaine and cannabis.
Speech.
What a banging Friday anthem.
What a classic.
What a way to get us into a Friday evening than... What better way than Lorraine Hegarty, the then head of BBC Children's Television.
Reminds me of my childhood, this one.
And many people... If you know this speech, and you probably do, and you maybe you're driving, just speak along to it in your car. It'll just make you feel good. Lorraine Hegarty, explaining at the start of Blue Peter why Richard Bacon would no longer be presenting the show after he did cocaine and cannabis. For Jessica, here it is.
Hello, I'm Lorraine Hegarty and I'm head of children's programmes at the BBC. Many of you will have watched Blue Peter last Friday and joined in our 40th birthday party. It was right that Blue Peter should be celebrating its many achievements of the past 40 years, and we were delighted to be presented with a special award at this week's Children's BAFTAs. But many of you will know that there has been a sad event too. One of the Sunday newspapers reported that Richard Bacon, a Blue Peter presenter, had taken an illegal drug. Richard admits that he has done this and that he very much regrets it. However, I believe that Richard has not only let himself and the team on Blue Peter down, but he's also let all of you down badly. So we have decided that Richard cannot continue to present Blue Peter, and he agrees that that is the right decision. We're all very sorry and upset about this, but I can assure you that everyone on Blue Peter will be working hard to make sure that it continues to be one of your favourite programmes.
There it is, Lorraine Hegarty, at the beginning of Blue Peter, back in the day, telling the little children why Richard Bacon would no longer be presenting the programme due to the fact that he'd taken cocaine and cannabis. It's Some Request Friday, and that was for Jessica. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan is
Sticky
here.
Sticky back plastic. Blue Peter, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, sorry, right, I thought it was rhyming slang.
I understand I've missed something this week. They keep telling me to say sex, Luke, out there.
Oh!
So, yes! like the good presenter that I am... Sex Luke.
Yes.
Sex Luke.
Luke, come in.
Sex Luke.
Yes, good.
Come in, Luke.
Sex Luke.
Yes.
That's it, I've done it.
Fine. No, Luke, you see, runs the website.
He's here.
This is Luke. He runs. You know, he does the website and stuff.
Yeah. Right. Hello, Luke.
Hello, Yasmin.
Yes.
Whatever it is, he's obviously quite keen to talk about it.
Yeah.
So what it was, and let's skirt around it as best we can, but basically Luke came in on Monday morning into the office, right, grinning all over his little internet face.
Little face.
Right. And he had a spring in, I'll be honest, he had a spring in his step.
Oh, that kind of a spring.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Like, how many kind of springs?
Well, it turned out the number of the springs was three.
Triple springs. Sex, Luke.
I had a good night.
Because
well,
but I mean, he was wearing the same clothes from the night before, and he'd been on a date.
Oh.
Was it a first date?
Yes, actually.
Wow, good went night. Well then.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
How do you feel about hashtag sex, Luke?
I'm not too fond of it, to be honest.
Although, look at him, still grinning on his little face.
You're not too fond of sex. Lie. It's actually quite funny. I'm kind of starting to see that now. But I'm still not too fond of it.
It's quite a tag.
Does the lady in question...
Yeah.
Rosie.
And I'm assuming... I know it's called... She's called Rosie, thank you. I wasn't going to say her name because that's not fair, but now you have.
No. Yeah. Anyway,
is she aware of your newfound on-air stardom?
Sex, Luke. Sex, Luke. Sex, Luke. It's great in different accents.
No.
She's not a listener to the show, then?
No.
Never see her again. Think about this. You could use the podcast, by the way, will be available very shortly after this show has finished, as a sort of soundtrack to your love.
Okay, what would the soundtrack be? What
well, song? This show.
Oh, no, we need a song. Like,
Cass just sang Living on a Prayer.
Oh, yeah, that could be our song.
Yeah, that version of it.
That amazing rendition of Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Good. Yasmin, what's coming up on your show?
In the hardest handbrake turn I'm ever going to have to do.
I realise it's difficult now.
I'm used to doing it. I'll start the other way round.
Yeah, don't start with the horrible stuff.
Yeah, I'll start the other way round. Yeah. We've got music review, which is brilliant, on a Friday. Good. New music, new tracks of choice. There's even some mainstream stuff in there today, which is unusual for us. Yeah. We're also doing Why Move to Loughborough. We don't know, but we'll find out later in the show.
Excellent.
We pick a town every week and we talk about why we should move there. We will, of course, at the top of the show, have the latest on Joe Cox.
Of course. Yes. All right. OK, Yasmin with you from 4 o'clock. That is it. We will be back with you from...
Sex Luke. Sex Luke.
She's handbrake back to that. Yeah, that's like a full donut, that was. That was like a donut.
I think that's what... No. Yeah.
Come on, guys.
I mean...
Can we just go now?
If anyone's donuted in front of anyone's senator,
it's Luke. John.
Victoria in the news. Where's Victoria?
Victoria's not even here. We want you to just carry on. OK, it's 4 o'clock. Yasmin is here after the news. We'll be back on Monday, 1 to 4. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Have a good week.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.